Howdy, howdy, fucking partners. Welcome. That's what he said in the movie. Howdy, howdy, fucking partners.
Did I interrupt
partners.
You too quick?
I was still doing it.
I'm sorry. Yeah, hey, hold on. Start over.
I've lost it.
No. We'll start over.
All I was going to say is howdy, howdy, fucking partners. Welcome to episode 10 of Shut Up Cincinnati.
I feel like
he said at his party. Remember at his party? He grabbed a cowboy hat off some chick's head and he went, howdy, howdy, fucking partners.
I no longer feel bad about interrupting that.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to go somewhere cool. And then
you didn't like Stifler? Stifler got peed on.
I didn't like
Stifler
that.
Drank cum.
He did drink cum.
He
did. We'll do it again.
Hey, Stifler, how's the pale ale?
I did like that movie. When it came out, that was a big one.
He got peed on. Oh, yeah, that was a fucking cult classic.
Peed on in part two, didn't he?
Part two was where they did the lesbian thing. Remember the lesbians made
where
them?
They were at their beach house, yeah.
They made them kiss each other.
I don't remember part two, but I'm sure it was great. They all just blend into me.
They made them make out. They're like, oh my God, lesbians. They made them make out and shit. As well.
By the way, guys, if you got an unfamiliar voice, your mind's not playing tricks on you. Our buddy Nate is here, special guest tonight. Nate in the house to add his.
I'm glad you pointed at him so the people on audio
can
see that.
Well, I'm making a hidden camera video.
Is this on TV too? Or?
No TV.
You know what? When I'm in the part, I'm in the part.
Why does my microphone smell like chloroform?
Don't worry about it, man.
Is this because I called you old?
Hey, don't worry about it. For some reason, when guests do this podcast, they find it hard to walk the next day.
Yeah, you know.
Your butt's
going to
hurt.
We always just tell them it was from excitement, but.
I can't believe I shaved my balls for this.
Well, Nate is here to add his razor sharp wit to the show.
That's a lot of pressure.
It's a late night show. We're doing this after work. This is only a couple times we've done this.
Yeah.
Has it worked out ever?
Yeah, it's worked out the one time. We did it late on a Sunday night.
Oh, okay.
That was a pretty good one, even though that's the night that I was over the Hibs. Remember, I had the Hibs?
Oh, that's right. You did have the Hibs.
And the voice was all fucked up. I think it was like episode 3.
Everyone's going to have the Hibs sooner or later, it sounds like. That coronavirus is just fucking flowing.
It's in Lexington, man.
It's coming for you guys. You're fucking coming.
I don't even know what to expect with this thing. Anybody heard what you feel like?
I heard.
Feel like you just get your ass kicked like the flu?
I heard it's a 2-week thing, typically.
I don't know, but you're looking pretty bad.
Really?
No, that's just age. But anyways,
fuck off.
I heard you got a dry cough, a nice dry cough, a sore throat. You know, just the typical flu symptoms, I believe. You feel like shit. You got a fever. But if you're not old or a child or have some other fucked up shit, you're probably gonna be fine. So.
Oh, we're good, Jason.
Yeah.
Well, no, that's what they say. They say it's killing the old people or somebody that's sick beforehand. It's giving them pneumonia and shit.
Yeah, we were told at work that we'll get no points if we call off and have the coronavirus.
Oh, great.
So I'm considering going on a cruise.
Super. They're so kind.
I wonder if they'll waive my points if I come down with AIDS or cancer.
No, AIDS, you're getting pointed.
AIDS, you're getting pointed. We know there's medicine for that.
The coronavirus, though, we're free to call off for a while, so I am thinking about taking a cruise, maybe to Japan.
Italy's good.
Yeah, maybe getting some fried bat in Wuhan, you know. You're just getting it over with. Remember when you were a kid? And the other kids would have chicken pox.
I remember.
And your parents would, I don't know, maybe
set up
it's
a
just
play
my
date.
Parents. Yes, they'd set up a play date. They'd want you to go hang out with the kid with chicken pox so you can get it over with.
I don't know if I ever had chicken
And you're
pox.
Sitting there, that means you're fucked later. You're going to get the shingles. Yeah.
I think that's
what they call it when you're older, shingles.
I got the shingles. Let me tell you, that was fucking horrible.
Of course you
horrible.
Did.
Well, they say if you have the chicken pox when you're a kid.
You typically don't get it.
You can get it. Crabs I had too, but I got that from a man, but that's a long story. I had the shingles, and it's weird because it's only on one side of your body. It doesn't go to the other side. Apparently, it goes down your fucking spinal column, and it picks which side it's going to go to. So my whole right side was covered with these fucking things, and it felt like I got kicked by a fucking horse.
Wow.
It wasn't like chicken pox where it just itched real bad. These fucking things hurt.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to that one.
No,
but anyways,
you're gonna get him.
I always thought that was so fucked up. Did you know, you'd be sitting there with clear skin, hanging out with the rest of these fuckers with pockmarks all over their face, itching and shit. And your mom's just like, come on, go play with Timmy.
Give him a hug.
Yeah, give Tim a hug.
Hey, when I was young, you got all kinds of fucked up things that you don't get now. I got the mumps when I was a kid. Everyone got the fucking mumps. And that's like these big fucking puffy welts all over your fucking face.
Really?
Now, they didn't send you out to play with them then. Because unlike the chicken pox, when you got the mumps, you were fucking sick too. But you looked like the elephant man when you had the mumps. And now they have shots for all that. Measles, mumps, rubella, the MMR shot.
Polio? Do you have polio?
No, I never had polio.
He didn't get polio.
But when I was a kid, what, 20 years ago, they used to give us shots in school. They had this fucking gun, this round gun.
Yeah.
And they would, you would stand in a fucking line, and they would just give everybody a quick shot with this fucking gun. And all kids had this round scar.
It's because I think we got it as babies.
My ex has got that. Like,
that's what it is.
Yeah.
Really?
It's a scar from that fucking gun.
She's from another country, yeah, though, right?
She always acts all weird whenever I ever ask her about it, like it was some kind of fucking war wound or something.
No, but that's what it was. It's from that fucking inoculation gun.
Huh. And I'm guessing because, like, me and Nate are younger than you and in America, so we probably got it as children, and it's not that way. You know, it doesn't use that kind of gun. Because I'm sure we got the same fucking vaccine. We're not walking around here not immune to polio.
Yeah, there's no way now they're going to stick the same fucking gun on two people.
Well, they still do in third world countries. That's where Nate finds his girlfriend. So.
Yeah.
Well, no, we're past that stage.
Nothing wrong with that.
I'll put my email down later.
Don't be ashamed of that.
No, it's not a wrong thing. Hopefully, you know, with Nate being on and being good with these international women, we can get some more international hits on our podcast.
I'll try to get you a Thailand listen.
Yeah, get us a Thailand.
You'd fucking definitely earn some points, man. Anybody that gets us a fucking listen from somewhere. I told you, we got fucked. Nick Schulte tried to help us out and get us an Australian listen. I'd love a Bangkok.
Oh, I love a Bangkok.
Because we don't know if it came from one of those fucking whorehouses. Maybe they're sitting around, wasn't a lot of business right now.
Yeah. Hey, pop on the podcast.
Right.
See what's happening.
Yeah, while they're saying.
Maybe
you
catch
know,
some pointers.
Love you, long time. Blah, blah,
maybe,
blah.
Maybe listen to Daddy White or something, you know?
Nah, Danny White's landed, so he's
Daddy White.
He's grounded.
He said he may be responsible for that Hong Kong listen.
I hope he is.
Yeah, it wasn't his lady that did it. He said it. She might have told a friend to do it. He said he didn't take full credit for it, but he said it could have been me. You don't know.
I'm really wanting a Russian, because when you look at that map that Podbean puts up and shows us where we're at in different countries, the Russian section's gigantic.
Yeah. You think Svetlana would listen to you guys?
Somebody, man. Come
I can't
on.
Believe we haven't fucking hit up Evo for a Bulgarian.
I did. Evo don't know what I'm talking about. So, podcast, bro. What the fuck's that, bro?
What's that, bro?
I can't hear you. That.
Have you seen my sleeve?
Nah, Evo's my dude, and he needs to get me a Bulgarian listen, that motherfucker. I'll take away your steroids if you don't get me a Bulgarian listen.
Oh, don't do that, bro. I'm really pissed off because Nick did get somebody from Australia that did hit play.
Yeah.
So that makes me wonder, do you have to listen to the whole fucking thing?
I don't know.
To
I don't
get
know
credit
how it works.
For it?
Because I'd say there's no way that that's possible. Nobody's listening to you guys that long every fucking week.
That is a long time.
People are telling me shit at the beginning, middle, and end
no,
of
I,
these
I,
episodes.
No, I do, but I'm saying like... I'm saying all your overseas listens and shit like that. I can't imagine that they're just... They probably stumbled upon it and then...
Well, I think
I
the Canadians are
the
because they're listening
the Canadians
every week.
Are coming back. That's well, definitely for sure.
Jason's,
I mean, yes.
Jason's big in Canada.
That is true.
Always has been.
Hey, I see we had some iTunes reviews and I never read those before, but someone commented my beautiful blue eyes. So thank you, whoever commented that.
There's never been a picture of you, has there?
I don't give a fuck, dude. It's probably someone I know, but I'm glad they're taking notice.
Your eyes are the most bloodshot fucking things I've ever seen.
Well, it's late, guys. It's late.
Beautiful red and blue eyes. Red, white, and blue. All American
I got
eyes.
Patriotic eyes, guys.
Yeah, you do. So we didn't get any international listens today with the exception of the Canuck friends in Canada. But hey.
It's kind of a somber day here.
It is.
Yeah, yeah.
Good.
We look forward to those international listens.
I look forward to the update at the beginning of every podcast on your international listens.
I do too.
You do too when he listens to himself
well,
later.
I do. But no, it's exciting to me that what we had a French. Our first one was what? The Netherlands.
The
was
Netherlands
first
was
one.
First.
And then we got a South Africa.
I like South Africa.
Hey, how come a fucking Mexico listened yet? Come on. We do a lot for you guys.
Yeah. Hey, I'm trying not to vote for Trump. You know, I'm on your side
well,
there,
you're
Mexicans.
You're stuck now. Your vote, I know you won't vote for Trump, but you are not voting for Joe Biden.
I don't know if I want to talk politics. I'm very angry this week. I really am. I'm pissed off about politics at this point.
Joe's your man.
That really...
I actually heard that this week Joe Biden dropped out, and then he supported Joe Biden.
Well, that sounds like something Joe Biden would do, that crazy old fuck.
Hey, would it be legal? Because I don't know this. Would it be legal, hypothetically, for Obama to run as the vice president?
I'm not sure about that. I've heard people float that. I've also heard people float Hillary. That could be a thing.
Oh, fuck. Biden and Hillary?
But
I'm moving.
They're not going to win. Biden's not going to win.
No,
Biden is going to get absolutely swallowed whole when he has the Hogan's Trump
in
the debates.
I don't think Obama could, because then...
Yeah, I don't
then
think
if
Biden
something
could.
Happened to the president, he would be president.
I've heard, you know,
you're right.
You know who would? So. You know who the pick would be if I was Biden and she would do it?
Elizabeth Warren?
No, Michelle Obama. Michelle Obama has a huge following. My mom.
But she has no fucking experience in politics. She's a fucking lawyer.
Neither does our president, dude. I mean, you know, at least Michelle was there for...
Good point.
He was there for eight... Or she was there for 8 years while Obama was in control. So she has the same... You know, she's seen it go on. And she has her husband to fall back on, obviously. But I'm just saying that she's big. I think she would get some of those votes back, that of at least women that are not going to vote for Biden. They're like, eh, maybe I'll do it for Michelle Obama.
But would you be real comfortable having...
Hey, I ain't saying they would get my vote. I didn't think Obama was the greatest president ever, you know, like some people
You voted do. For him.
I voted for him the first term. I didn't vote for him twice.
Right.
You know, you can fool me once, sure. But he didn't live up to his promises of his first term, so I didn't vote for him again. Biden, no, it's not going to happen. That dude's been wrong on every single issue and then
but
changes
you know
his fucking mind.
What's fucked up, but when he was running in the Democratic primaries against Obama, 12 years ago or whatever it is now,
mm-hmm.
I liked him.
Really?
Yeah. I thought he made a lot of fucking sense on a lot of things, and then all of a sudden he became vice president, and, you know, let's face it, when you become vice president, you really don't hear your name much.
Well, to be
fair.
What
the fuck's Mike Pence doing? Who knows?
Yeah, to be fair, that Biden was really, I mean, he's still centrist, but he
was
really
so. Before the dementia set in, I think.
That too. He was younger. He was not as crazy. And he was a centrist, which is basically where you're at politically. You know, you're right, float in the middle.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it would make sense that his old self would appeal to you. Now he doesn't even have a plan. He just the only thing he really says is, I got a black friend.
Well, yeah.
He's like, that's his whole
he's like
fucking.
The racist guy says, I'm not racist. I got a black friend.
Yeah, he's just like, he's like, hey, guys.
On Facebook.
Obama. Me and Obama. You know, that's all he has. It's fucking pathetic.
But see, through this whole thing, it's like every time they talked about something good, Biden would say, you know, me and Barack were right there side by side.
But he never
And then
has
if
anything.
He talked about bad stuff, he'd say, I was just a vice president, man. I wasn't the fucking president.
I mean, it's a good scapegoat.
Well, yeah, but now he's running for president.
He's got a sweet gimmick.
The day of Super Tuesday voting. I mean, think about this. And people, I'm not a big conspiracy guy, but this is just obvious. All right, the day before Super Tuesday, you got Mayor Pete Dropout and fucking Amy Clappablablablab or whatever in Minnesota.
Is that the pronunciation?
That's how you say it.
All right.
Yeah, I
think it's Nordic.
I didn't follow. I didn't know if that was the correct,
you know.
Correct spelling.
But anyways, they both drop out and they both endorse Biden. You know, so then you take some of that centrist vote. And then the next day, during Super Tuesday, both NPR, a liberal news magazine, and Reuters, which is supposed to be a fucking, you know, middle of the road, not really supposed to pick a side. Reuters put on this big article about how if Bernie Sanders won, the tax market, or not the tax market, the Wall Street would crumble. Like, that's not put there just to influence voters that still haven't made up their mind, which is fucking weird anyways. Like, how do people watch more than one debate and not make up their mind? It's pretty fucking obvious. If you have views, one person fits this, the other one doesn't. You know, I don't understand what all this hand-wringing is with politicians and the lead up to all these elections.
You know, that Asian dude was making some progress a while back, and then he.
I didn't mind him. I think he's before his time. I think eventually that universal income might be a thing.
The most I see of any of these people are on the Saturday Night Live skits.
I know, this isn't your thing.
It's not at all.
Those Saturday Night Live skits are fucking hilarious.
They are.
That's the only thing Saturday Night Live does.
I am getting a little bit over the Alec Baldwin Trump thing. It's every episode. He's not a fucking regular on the show.
He's not, but he's on there. Yeah, he's on there every episode.
He lives in New York. What else does he have to do?
Right, good point.
Walking a couple blocks every door in impersonation.
Hey, you might as well go to Saturday Night.
Hey, I've got a new segment I want to throw out at you guys.
Let's see it.
Okay, now, you got to answer it honestly. It's like those would-you-rather things, but you really got to search. Because you really got to think about this. Okay, you can't just automatically say yes. This segment's called, Does That Make Me Gay? Okay, I'm going to give you some scenarios on things that happen, and you have to tell me if that makes me gay. Okay? Because I've put a lot of thought into this.
Yes is going to be the answer on all this.
Well, no, because you have to really think gay. Am I homosexual because of these things?
Okay.
All right, episode one. I'm jacking off. I'm sitting on the couch. I'm all alone. I'm watching some pizza delivery porn.
You love that.
Still doing it? Please, I thought you was over it.
No, I when I saw that guy thumping that girl around, but then I found out, I think that
then
one
he
was
found out
kind of staged.
Like that too.
No, I don't like that. That creeps me out. But I found out it was kind of a stage thing. They kind of did that on purpose. So I'm like, all right, I'm back.
Oh, you think
my pizza guy is safe?
Wait, porn's not legit.
You didn't think this was just a snuff film?
No,
that
this,
you happen to,
this
I
was
a really good.
Camera.
I think they're really good actresses and actors.
Well, they can be. I mean,
some of them probably are.
Tracy
legit.
Lords made it to real movies after she ratted out the whole fucking industry. But all right, episode one. Does this make me gay? I'm watching my pizza delivery porn. Okay, things are going well. It's coming. The very last minute, I throw my legs over my shoulders to taste my own semen. Does that make me gay?
No.
Now, thank you.
No, it doesn't make you gay. It makes you fucking weird as shit. But, I mean, it's the same thing like if you were to felch a girl and suck your own semen out of her butthole. I wouldn't think you're gay. I just think you're fucking weird. Yeah. But I don't know. I mean, what's your opinion on that, Nate?
Yeah, I just think it's really weird as well.
But the name of the segment's not, am I weird?
Right.
No.
Does that I'm mean pretty sure can't? Your legs aren't going anywhere near your shoulders either.
Oh, yeah, they can.
By the way, I don't.
Oh, yeah, they can. I can do it right here on this couch to show it to you.
You won't do it.
You're that flexible?
Oh, fuck yeah. I can do it in a second.
All right. Well, anyways.
In a second.
I'll
and
take
I,
it
and
on
I will before this show's over.
Maybe that'll be good for a future.
It could be. But, yeah, I can do it easy. It's no problem.
Stop pointing at my couch like that.
When I was young, I tried to blow myself 1,000 times.
Googly eyes at your fucking couch, dude.
Okay, so the answer is no on that one. Does not make me gay.
I mean, if we have to say yes or no, I guess the answer is no.
The answer is no. Yeah, okay. To me. I don't fucking...
All right, scenario number two. I'm fucking this hot girl. Hot girl.
That don't sound
nasty.
Good.
She's doing fun stuff. Maybe tickling the chode a little bit, playing with my butthole. And things are going well, but I just can't come. I just can't.
Okay.
All of a sudden, I look at the TV, and there's Chris Hemsworth with his shirt off, and I blow like Mount St. Helens.
That's gay. That's gay. Because you needed to see a dude to come.
Don't know if I saw it. Don't know if that was the reason or not.
Yeah,
or maybe my
I think it
seminal
triggered
vesicle
it.
Was just ready to unload.
I think it triggered it. And you're partially homosexual.
Then your body's telling you that you're gay, and you've just been ignoring it all these years.
I'm fucking a hot girl here. I've got a
but
boner.
You can't
for,
not.
But you can't come.
But I've got a boner. I'm aroused.
I get a boner sometimes if I bump into a wall too
right.
hard.
Well, what if it's a medical issue, and okay, something happened, my prostate's
medical
fucking swollen up, and then at the last minute, coincidentally, when Hemsworth is there with his shirt off, it relaxes and allows me to ejaculate.
That's a weird medical issue. What do they call that exactly? Or you can only come if you see
Thor. Homosexuality.
Okay. No, it's Hemsworth in the new Vacation movie when he's standing there with his underwear. So does that make me gay, scenario two?
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's gay.
Really?
Yeah. Sorry, man. I'm sorry to ruin your Tuesday afternoon, but that's...
Is this rhetorical or did this happen?
Yeah.
Well, oh, that's not important.
Asking for a friend.
I love that one, asking for a friend. All right, here's another one. Here's the last one. I'm watching porn.
Shocking.
I got a beer in my hand.
Do you do anything else?
I'm watching professional porn. These are actresses, you know, Spielberg's daughter, i.e. I'm watching
not
porn.
Not that attractive, by the way.
She's
Spielberg's
not.
Daughter's in porn?
She's
an adopted daughter, for one thing. It's
and
not,
she just said she's going into the porn
yeah,
business.
I think she's trying to rebel.
Right after she got arrested for almost killing her fiancé,
yeah.
who was twice
her
age.
She's trying to make a name
way.
For herself.
It was twice yeah. her age.
Well, you can, she's, yeah.
All right, so I'm watching
that's her
porn.
Only way out.
It's a good one. Let's say I got a couple of their, let's see, my porn star's favorites are going to be like olds or like Stephanie Swift. All right? Stephanie Swift is doing a fucking dyke scene with this other hot chick.
Oh, he's showing scissoring with his fingers.
Okay, they're eating each other's butts. They're doing all kinds of stuff. And by the way, before I mention this, you know what I hate in porn?
What?
I hate when girls are blowing guys and they spit on it. And they do it on every porn now. Don't like it. What are you spitting on it for?
Yeah, it's weird. I don't know why you're wasting time.
If you're doing it right, you're getting the tip. If you're doing it right, you're already getting
I feel like I know someone that would like that, though.
Yeah. Do you?
I'll have to ask him why.
Well, don't do it to me.
He likes getting his mouth spit.
Ladies, don't do it to me, all right?
His mouth spitting?
Yeah, like spit in my mouth.
Man, you know some
weirdos. Yeah, that's
gross.
All right, so anyway, I'm watching professional porn. Things are good. They're scissoring. They're diking off. Everybody's having a good time. Okay. My dick's only half hard.
It's a medical term.
Half hard. Okay. It's not going above this. All of a sudden, in walks fucking Rocco Siffredi with a fucking raging boner. Dang. I go all the way up. Does that make me gay?
Yes.
I don't know. It is Rocco. I mean, that brings back a lot of probably good spank memories.
It does.
Yeah, you know.
It does.
Are you familiar with Rocco?
I am.
Or could it be in the back of my mind that I'm like, okay, here comes the good fucking now. Now I can get aroused. Or am I automatically just gay because Rocco Siffredi's dick push me over the hill.
So you just couldn't even get up.
I was half up.
You were halfy.
There was blood flowing, but I wasn't going to nut.
Yeah.
I'm basically holding a semi-wet noodle in my hand, and all of a sudden in walks Rocco bringing the stunt cock, and doing, I hit the roof. Does that make me gay?
And then you just popped a boner. You didn't blow a load or anything.
No, but I popped a hard boner.
Well, like I Jason said, maybe you're just triggered by your past videos of Rocco.
I don't know. I'm going to say...
Rocco's a stud, man.
That's a tough question, man. I wish there was like a half answer. You know, you're half gay or half not. Because
Rocco was pretty much the man.
I got to give you the full gay on this one.
You're going full gay?
I'm going full gay on this one.
I'm going not gay on this one.
My man.
It could go either way, you know?
This is why you guys work
not
together.
Not that any of these...
This is why we work together.
These things haven't happened to me, per se.
Per se.
These are just... questions that, in case any of you guys out there, you know, are wondering, hey, something like that happened to me.
Yeah. Am I gay or not?
Right. That's why you asked me to pleasure you with a socked foot earlier.
No, that means I got a fetish.
You said it's not gay as long as I punch you in the face afterwards.
You know, another thing, I'm seeing all this porn on here, this new porn. Like I told you, you know, porn evolves and all of a sudden you'll get, I told him a couple episodes ago, this fucking stepsister thing is getting really big.
Yes, yes, the mother, the mom thing, all
of
that.
Yeah, even though they're not related at all.
Right, but it's still,
although,
it's like...
I did see a porn of a mom and daughter having a three-way with a dude, and there's no way they weren't related. They were dead on each other.
No, they weren't related.
And I'll be honest with you, that didn't suck. But anyway,
it, huh?
Yeah, oh yeah, dug it like a day off. Only because they didn't like do each other. They didn't touch each other. They were on opposite ends.
That's still weird.
Yeah, if they would have like reached up and tweaked a nipple, then I would have fucking lost it a little bit. But anyway, this new porn that's going around, and it fucks me up. I don't like it at all. Is pegging. Strap-on dildos. Why are all these normal heterosexual men wanting strap-ons in their fucking cornhole?
Hey, because some people don't want to. Some guys are weird about it, and they don't want to see any dick at all in their porn.
No, I mean, are getting rammed in the
ass with strap-ons.
Oh, you're
talking about the guys getting it in there. Oh, no.
Yeah.
I misread that one.
Totally, according to them, totally heterosexual.
Yeah.
Now, I admit, a finger's every now and then enjoyable. Set of beads won't hurt my feelings. But a strap-on dildo is where I draw the line.
I don't...
Maybe you should put that in the last segment. I'm pretty sure that's gay, yeah.
I feel like
I would think that would be gay.
I feel like your porn feed's a little different than mine.
Yeah, I don't...
I
think you
up.
Might be doing a little bit too much research for this show with the porn thing.
I don't know what it is, but I'm just saying it's like, you know, like...
You're going to do something, do it right, Nate.
You know, like how porn streams probably do this the same way. Like, you know, if you're looking at something and then Facebook, you go there and it's there... You know, like you're
right.
looking to buy something, and
if
now you go
to
Facebook,
about
all of a sudden there's an advertisement
about
Chevy trucks on your Facebook. You're like, oh,
it does
just
happen.
Think about Chevy. Yeah. I'm wondering if your porn world works the same way. And that's why that shit never pops up in my feeds, but you're seeing some fucking,
banging. I'm not seeing pegging on
it's
my Facebook
he
feed.
He watches porn
I'm not
so
talking
much,
about, I'm
he's
got
to get to
that.
The 18th page before he gets something
you know,
new.
I'm talking really, about your
you're
porn
wrong
feed.
About that, though. I really don't watch a lot of porn.
It's
really.
Just how your
and when
story
I rub
start.
One off, when I rub one down, it's usually not because I'm horny. It's usually just a...
Boredom?
Either boredom
I've been
or...
struck with the boredom masturbation
stressful
process.
Day, whatever. Knock one off, get it
special
out of the way.
Day.
And I only watch the porn for as long as it takes. You know,
right.
It might be 30 seconds.
You're not lighting the candle like Jason.
Oh, no. As soon as you tip the pizza guy, I'm done.
As soon as you tip the pizza guy. And that's good
I'm
they
done.
Tip him.
So you,
know?
Don't ever, you don't ever watch multiple videos like leading up to the...
No, I look at the thumbnails and I say, oh, that one should do it. Now, if I pop it on and it's just doing nothing for me, yeah, then I'll hit the next thumbnail. But I generally, I mean, I hate to say it, but when I'm beaten off, I like to get it over with.
So you never... Here's something that
I
sometimes
do,
and maybe I'm putting myself out there too much, but you never see two videos at once, and one you're like, I'm going to save that one for last. I'm going to watch this one, you know, get myself ready, and then you bounce to the second one,
no,
and you're like, yeah,
it,
that's the
one.
That's the
video.
One. All right. Well,
but now and then you can be fooled. The other day I was fucking pissed off because you're sitting there wondering to yourself, is this the one you want a nut to? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is because you picked it. So I'm watching this fucking great one, pizza one. Pizza.
Are you running into a lot of the same actors?
No, they're all strangers. But
yeah, I feel like there can't be that many pizza.
But
ones.
It said, you know, this lady and her friend suck off pizza guy, and I'm like, all right, cool. But I didn't catch it at the end
count
where it
in.
Said part one, and they literally, hey, we don't have any money, come on in, but pull his pants down, pull his cock out. And it ends.
Well,
and I'm
usually,
already there.
They're usually right there to where
wait
you
a minute.
Just look at the second part.
You're jerking off before there's even
can
some nudity?
I told you.
Like
I
a
like
dick
to...
still in the pants?
Well, no,
there's
but
no
I knew
titties
it was
out?
Close. I like to get it over with when I jerk off. It's like, all right, the dick's out. You're getting ready to suck it. I'm going to be done here. I get it over with.
Really?
I don't get a whole lot of enjoyment from whacking off because normally it's either boredom, like you said, or it's I just get a little stressed. I don't typically
have a boner until the action has started. Like I don't start getting hard just because the guy's pulling up in a Chevy.
No, I'm playing with the Peter while I'm checking out the thumbnails.
I'm not, you know, I don't get a lot of enjoyment out of it either. It doesn't stop me from doing it every day, but
twice a day, whether you need it or not. Well, what I mean is something makes me jerk off. Something got me horny before that.
No, okay.
But it's not going to get me all the way.
See, like I
Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah, apparently the Thor movie. I don't know.
See, you're not allowed to do that. That was a segment. That was a segment, and you're not allowed to assume that it was me. But if I were gay, Hemsworth.
Is he Thor? I keep on referring to that, but I don't even know if that's fucking Thor.
I think his brother is Thor, isn't he?
There's two of them?
There's three of them.
Liam and...
One of them was married to somebody famous.
God, I'm old. I don't know any of this shit anymore.
Yeah, there's three Hemsworths, but none's the Chris Hemsworth.
I don't think I could pick any of them out of a lineup.
No.
One of them was married to Miley Cyrus.
Really?
Yeah, she was married to, I believe, Chris Hemsworth.
Oh, this is a past thing?
Or not Chris. Chris is the good-looking one, right?
There's
three of them. She was married to one.
You're the professional Hemsworth guy.
You know what? Just because I bring good stories to the podcast. Okay, someone has to bring the material to the podcast. I bring a good segment.
You do.
And automatically, I'm a Hemsworth fag.
Hey, man. Watch the F word. Wow. Jeez.
Hold on a second.
God.
I didn't know there was going to be some shaming on the show.
Jeez,
I'm not homophobic.
Man.
If there's anybody who's not homophobic, it's me.
Well, I don't know.
He's looking at it peg later, guys.
I'm not homophobic at all. But that's the thing. You know, you say, oh, I'm not a racist. But Mexicans make pretty good jokes, man. You know, that's the way I look at it.
Yeah, but here, I'm not a racist, but I'm not dropping the N-bomb.
True.
You're just popping it out there.
I just said, you know what? All right. Fuck off. I'm not going there because, I said the word fag, but it's only, I was accentuating my point.
I'm sure Jason's the same way as me, where you kind of grew up saying fag and all that a lot. And same with retard. Jason knows that I really hate the word retard.
Yeah.
But I don't fault him necessarily when he says it. I mean, I don't think he's actually going there. You know what I mean?
I tell you, I don't do it. It's not bad when I do it because I always go, retard. And if you do it in that Boston accent, it takes away any kind of badness that's involved.
It's just hard. It's hard for me to not say fag sometimes just because I said it so much when I was growing up. Just like you'd say something like, that's gay, but that don't mean that you hate
it. It is hard to get out of your vernacular. I've tried. I still drop it every so often. I'll admit it, but I don't want to. It just comes natural.
Right.
I'll give you a funny one about my mom. My mom is an older lady. She's 91 years old.
Well, you're an older man, so we get that.
Yeah, we expect her.
Yeah, but see, I grew up with non-racist parents. Okay, yeah. My dad didn't have a racist bone in his body, and back then it's hard to say.
My dad really doesn't either, but I'm real suspect about his femur.
And the worst joke of the podcast goes to...
Yeah, that's it.
That was really good, guys. I'm working on my dad jokes.
All right, so anyway, my mom, 91 years old, God love her. Like I said, my dad wasn't racist. My mom was pretty much anything my dad was, so she wasn't racist. But my mom still refers to black people as coloreds.
She's in her 90s. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. She goes, Chris, I saw you had those Facebook pictures. Who are those colored boys you were with? She doesn't say it to be racist because she's not.
Yeah, I get you.
But she says colored.
The terminology has definitely changed over the years. I mean,
I don't even like the term African American.
See, I don't either. And I don't think
can we just go with black or white?
I feel like just saying black is definitely fine. Wrong too, though. I don't
really?
Know.
I don't know.
I feel like you get weird looks.
I don't.
Black guy over there, and they're like, what?
Mexicans call themselves brown. In Arizona, they said it all the time.
What,
down
what
with
do
the
you
brown.
Call them?
Well, I just call Mexicans Mexicans.
Mexicans.
I just stick with that.
But you
don't
know
have to
what?
Worry about brown or anything.
For some reason, sometimes when you say it, it depends on how you say it. For some reason, that sounds derogatory to me, the word Mexican, even though they are.
That's because you don't like them.
It's just like Bill Burr said. You know, if you put the cuss word at the beginning, it sounds worse. Like said, a black guy can walk in and say, this Asian motherfucker over here. But as soon as I say, this fucking Asian,
this motherfucker,
it sounds
Asian.
A whole lot worse.
I know, that's right. Asian motherfucker don't sound that bad
at
all.
No, it doesn't. It almost sounds friendly. Like we could be pals or something.
Yeah. Come over, share your fried bat. We'll enjoy the evening.
I'm not going to wash my hands. Fuck that.
Yeah. So you know what? I was going to bring in a segment like that every time, but if you guys are going to constantly point the finger at me every time.
Well, I'm just a guest.
That's true. And yeah,
I'm a voice of the people.
I probably will point the finger at you every time, but I mean, that's not a big deal.
Are you being sensitive? Not to me.
Who gives a shit?
No, I'm not sensitive.
We're just
going
to fuck off and go on with our days.
Yeah.
And you know what? For the record, Chris Hemsworth, pretty handsome dude.
I'm sure he is. I don't know which one he is, but
I don't know why your hands are so deep in your pocket right now. But
all right, here's a weird segment for you.
Okay.
Weird one. Got to answer it.
How much shit can I put in my mouth and not make any sense on air? Is that what you're going with?
All right. Weird one. If you were gay, which guy would you bang?
It's getting kind of
late. Wait a minute. It's just an open-ended question?
Yeah. If you were gay, which guy would you bang?
It's getting kind of late.
One with a pussy.
Huh?
One with a pussy. Does that count?
Well, no. Guys don't have pussies.
Some of them do.
Me? I'm going after Brad Pitt.
Some guys have pussies. I mean, they might have added it in later, but it
no,
was still...
No, you're not allowed to have a pussy.
Okay. Well,
but you can't have them tuck and tape the bag,
go with
the twigs
butt,
and berries.
The old butt pussy?
Yeah, I think Brad Pitt is a pretty manly guy.
So you want them manly?
That's the qualification.
When you think you would want like a more feminist?
Yeah,
guy,
I tried to fuck the most feminine person I could.
No, I think right. I would definitely be the top there.
I would definitely if I was.
Well, yeah, then I'd want the feminine one.
Yeah, that's what I would
say. That's how little I know of gayety.
And if I had to fuck a guy,
I think
I'd
more
want
for a Jason Momoa guy.
Oh yeah, he's
no, it does nothing for me. But that was the funniest Super Bowl commercial of them all, the Momoa commercial.
I think I'd fuck a gay guy if I had to fuck a guy.
You fuck a gay guy?
Yeah, you might as well.
What
get
world are we in where we have to fuck a guy?
Yeah, this sucks.
I totally.
I'm out on this question.
Oh, Elton John.
You'd fuck Elton John?
Got a lot of money, and he's pretty close to dying.
And he can sing to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he can't sing like
he
used to.
Burnt hair long before.
So, as I knew would happen, Ozzy Osbourne canceled the show. Like yeah. Like everybody shouldn't have fucking known it already. The
isn't
guy's got
like,
full blown Parkinson's.
Dying? Yeah, I was gonna say.
Ozzy's gonna be dead within the year.
I agree with you.
Can we get a date on?
What's the over under?
The over under. November 13th.
All right, you heard it here first. Now,
you taking the over or the under?
I'm taking the over.
I'll take the over.
He's got a lot of money. He
rich
can
people
afford a lot.
They
of
live.
Money.
Magic Johnson's had AIDS for 50 years.
Yeah, he got rid of AIDS.
30 years.
That's gone.
Tommy Morrison had it too, and he didn't have any fucking money, but he got rid of it.
No, he didn't. He's dead.
He's dead.
Yeah, but he didn't die of it.
I'm pretty sure he did.
No, he popped up as HIV negative too before that shit happened.
I don't believe that. You've said that before.
I'm going to go to fuck the Google.
Off.
I'm going to go to the Google
go
machine.
Go to the Google.
You guys fuck
cause
with
of
your,
death,
going
Tommy
right
Morrison.
To the Google
I think
machine.
You're
going to
find heart attack or something like a Kimbo kind of deal.
Yeah, due to AIDS.
No. He was HIV negative when he died.
I don't think that's a thing.
He was.
Man.
It's Tommy Gunn. I've watched all the Rocky movies. I know everything about Tommy Gunn.
He was only in one of them.
Yeah. And the worst one ever. Except for, did you see the newest one, Rocky Balboa, where he was.
Cause of death, sepsis.
Oh, yeah, sepsis.
Sepsis? What the fuck is that?
It's when your intestines break or something.
You're talking
and you
about the boxer?
Poison. Yeah.
Yeah.
You got
sepsis.
Body fills with poison, basically.
Because
your
of
intestines
AIDS?
Rupture or something.
Well, I mean,
it's not. AIDS doesn't cause every illness, you fucking.
I'm pretty sure he died because of AIDS. I mean, whatever. Who cares?
Hey, my ear hurts. Must be AIDS.
Must be AIDS.
Multiple sites on the Google machine are saying sepsis.
Well, I don't know what that is or how you would get it. I mean, I now know what it is because Chris told me, but I thought that meant septic.
Yeah, the same thing. Okay. Sepsis means you are septic.
Oh, okay.
I think a lot of people get it like, I think bed sores lead to it. So I think a lot of older people get it.
Bed sores. Those are depressing.
They are.
You just laying there so long, your fucking body's just like, ow.
I've seen it.
Starts pulling apart. You got some fucking lazy relatives that won't flip you.
That's really
sepsis
what you got.
Is short for septicemia.
That's usually what it is from neglect. You know, they can't move themselves anymore.
Well, obviously not, but shouldn't the fucking nurse move you too? I mean, I've seen people get him in the hospital
before. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You fucks.
Lazy nurses too.
Oh, but C sepsis occurs when chemicals released in the bloodstream to fight an infection. So,
ooh, an infection like AIDS.
That kind of goes back to the AIDS.
AIDS is a virus. That kind of
goes back to the AIDS thing.
AIDS is a virus, not an infection.
Yeah, whatever, man.
It's an infection. It's an
infection.
The other day when I was getting pegged, I was talking to this girl, and she told me, you can't get AIDS from this.
Well, of course, it's a dildo. You can't get AIDS from a dildo.
They just released now that you can get AIDS from a toilet seat. Before they said you could not. Now you can. They say if you sit down before the other guy gets up, you got a real good chance of getting AIDS.
I was going to say, yeah.
You know what the first sign of AIDS is? I guess
the guy has a hemorrhoid. And
first symptom of AIDS, severe pounding in the ass.
That's... Man, I think we lost all of our gay listeners this week.
No, we didn't. Some things make funny jokes, man. You know what I'm saying? Just like, I mean, is pedophilia funny? No, but it makes a pretty damn good joke.
It can be definitely pretty funny.
You know what I'm saying there?
Yeah. I'll laugh at some pedophilia jokes.
It's a little disappointing. We had no foreign listeners with the exception of our Canadian buddies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've not talked about this.
I know, but here's what I'm thinking. Because I offered the titty pictures. Nobody sent me any titties.
Did no one send you titty
pictures? I was hoping you'd get some since I was here.
I'm going to get some.
Did you expect them, though?
I didn't expect them,
but I was going
to
look.
I know what I can get. I can get tit pictures. And I'm going to prove that to you, but here's what I'm going to do. Anybody who can prove that you got us a foreign listen, Domino's Pizza, sent to your house.
Ooh.
The first person.
This guy's got a lot of Domino's Pizza money over here.
Yeah, no, was, but Domino's Pizza, you can, yeah. Domino's Pizza, you can do like the $7.99 deal.
You're going to get Little Caesars, guys.
It's only going to cost me $8 to hear a guy from fucking Boris from Russia.
Put Little Caesars in a Domino's box.
Yeah, that's fine. I'd take a Little Caesars pizza.
Yeah. $5.
All right. Well, Chris is promising this, not me. So I'm just saying.
It's only the first person. You have to prove it was you.
Oh, the first person only?
Yeah, I'm not going to send out a fucking 100 Domino's pizzas.
Oh, okay. I thought you had it like that.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Oh, no. Fuck no. One pizza.
Okay. Fair enough.
But it's got to be a country that we don't have yet.
Well, there's a decent amount of them.
Yeah. I'm going to try hard
with least,
this Thailand.
There's got to be at least six that we don't have yet.
Six? I think you know your countries pretty well. We're only missing six.
Yeah, we got a lot so far.
On this flat Earth.
For that big one over there that we haven't gotten yet.
Well, the Earth's definitely flat. We're not going to argue that.
Oh, well, who doesn't know that?
Idiots.
You know? Yeah. Charles, I'm sorry.
Round earthers.
Can you believe people still believe the earth is round?
It's fucking 2020.
Charles, I'm with you, man.
Yeah, you know what you're talking about, bud.
You know what another?
I was so proud of Charles tonight.
Why?
Because there was this guy had a $390 place bet on the six.
Okay.
And it hit. And Charles figured it out before two other dealers did.
That's pretty good.
So I was pretty happy for it.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's good, man. You're improving.
Was you one of the dealers?
No, me and him. Well, no, he did say it before me. You're right. Yeah, I was one of the dealers. Never mind, because it was like him and then me. And I was like, that's pretty good, man. I'm proud of you. He used the calculator on the fucking, on the table talk.
Did he really?
Yeah. He looked at it whenever, and then fucking had it.
Before it hit?
Yeah, because the guy had it up there for a while. And
so he popped out 465, and everybody went, that's impressive.
465.
465 was not the answer.
Yeah, it's definitely not.
What'd you say? It was 390?
390.
So
455.
Fifty-five.
Fuck. This whole segment. Charles scratched.
Charles did come up with a prop bet payout too, fucking and he didn't use the calculator. What's that?
I said fucking door rates.
Yeah. I was thinking odds.
Okay, calm down, Bruce.
I was thinking odds. Fuck.
He got up really early in the
afternoon. Hey, what would the odds pay there, motherfuckers?
Oh, shit.
What would the odds pay there?
390 and 78, 468.
Yeah.
You said 465. It's still not the same thing you said.
You know what? It's fucking late. I'm tired. And I'll fuck off. You're going to cut this part out anyway.
No, not all of it. Not that part.
So I had an interesting day before we all met up here.
Okay, explain.
With a friend that I've been with many times before. And
it's a lucky gentleman.
I will just say Kitty did not need a bath.
Kitty did not need a bath.
Kitty did not need a bath. Matter of fact, Kitty smelled lovely. But things are different now.
How so?
She wouldn't do half the shit she used to do.
Kitty holds a grudge.
Yeah, but she still called me over there to bang me.
Last I knew, she didn't. She, you know, you weren't even friends anymore.
She deleted
you on Facebook.
No, she cut me off totally.
Just because she was fucking craving some average dick doesn't mean that, you know, everything's going to be the same.
No, but the whole point is the reason really I kept going dick. Back for it was for all the fun, cool stuff that she did. She didn't do half that shit today.
Are you saying you're going to count her out because of it? Or
I'm saying
you just
I'm
think
gonna,
you have to get back to that place.
Oh, no, man. I'm going to say I'm going to rethink it.
Wow, really?
Well, I'm not going to continue to sleep with someone and have not great sex. I mean, what fun is that?
She might just be teaching you a lesson.
Wait a minute. So first you told this lady that her pussy smells. Now you're airing out an air that her fuck sucked tonight.
I didn't say it sucked.
Right here in the studio.
You kind of just didn't. This is a beautiful studio,
isn't it? It is a beautiful studio. Yeah.
Well, beautiful I can't downtown Burbank. I'm not saying right it next sucked. Door. I told her all this.
Oh, you're saying.
I told her all this. I said, man, that just wasn't quite as steamy as it normally is. And she goes, nah.
Check your Facebook. You might not be friends with her right now.
There's a good chance of it. There's a good chance of it. But what I'm saying
before
is...
Before you didn't make it to your car when she deleted you.
Well, see, and I pissed her off so many times in the past. She lives a good 15, 20 minutes away. One time I called her for a late night booty call.
Oh, this is the same girl that you
that I fell asleep.
Two times in a row, right?
Yeah, didn't hear the
two
buzzer.
Two times in a row. Oh, my God. Yeah. I remember you telling me this
she
like over a year ago.
She drives all the way over there at fucking 3 o'clock in the morning.
Twice in a row.
Yeah, it rings that fucking buzzer, and I'm sound asleep, and I can't hear. So she drove over there for nothing. Turn around and left.
Man, this chick loves average dick.
She
just pick on Chris Day.
I think that's kind of the theme of most guests.
The first time I did it, she understood it. She's like, all right, you're drunk, you're passed out. Because that's usually when we call each other. The second time she said, I'm never fucking driving over here again. You're coming to my house. She lives with her grandma.
How are these people's grandmas still alive?
Yeah, man, with all your
this
old
girl's
friends. And
much younger than I am.
Oh, okay. Makes
more sense. I was going to say, how the fuck?
I think she's 18.
I'm out of it.
Yeah, I remember we just had her 18th birthday.
No, I think she's like really early 40s is what I think.
Okay.
But she lives with grandma. But, yeah, grandma lives on that side. She lives on this side of the house, you know, two opposite ends.
So right. Grandma's over there fucking watching Matlock and sewing, and this right. Chick's over on the other side of the house eating butt.
I think grandma's passed out cold by, you know, 10 o'clock-ish. And, okay. You know, I think grandma's knocking stuff over if she's up and about, so we're going to hear her. But it's never been an issue.
Could you, with your grandma in the next room, eat someone's butt?
With my grandma in the next room?
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Are we gonna lie or are we going to tell the truth?
Yeah, me too.
I mean, I couldn't do it if the door was cracked. If the door was cracked and I saw a hazel eye staring at me through the crack, no, then I couldn't do it.
He's still finishing, guys. He's still going to
no,
finish.
No. How about this? You wake up in the morning.
Your eyes were hazel. That's lovely. It's
not what you think, Grandma. I'm checking for cancer.
The cat's licking the tip of your dick. Okay, you wake up in the morning, cat's licking your dick.
Ooh, with that dry tongue.
And you wait about 30 seconds before you shush her away. Is that so wrong?
No. There's nothing wrong with that.
I don't think it is either.
You just woke up. You don't know what's going on.
You don't know if it feels good yet. You don't know whether to make the call.
I actually, that's one thing I always hate. My new dog don't sleep in a room with us, but my old dog did. And I'd wake up with morning wood and be pressed against my dog. And I was like, oh, is this gay? I'm not.
No, it's not gay. It's bestiality. Yeah. But it's weird.
It's weird that you didn't pull it back for 15 minutes. But, hey, you know, whatever.
It was just that first wake, you know, you just notice, hey, I'm cuddling with the dog. My boner's pressed against it. Whoops.
Well, first of all, I do have a cat. The cat was not licking my dick. I don't sleep naked. You know what? I don't like to sleep naked. You guys?
No, I
don't sleep naked.
Very occasionally will sleep naked. Usually I'm a boxers when I'm
sleeping.
Yeah,
boxers.
Yeah, I'm a boxer briefs and a t-shirt.
Occasionally, if I take a shower like right before bed, I'll go to bed completely naked.
See, I don't like to go to bed naked.
I don't either.
Because I look down when I'm sleeping and go, hey, you still got a little bit of a belly there. Kind of gross. I don't want to see it.
Oh, so you're sleeping with a shirt on?
I sleep with a shirt on.
I don't sleep with a shirt on. Sometimes if I'm with somebody else, I'll sleep with a shirt on. If I'm by myself, shirt's off. I don't know why I said someone else. Like, it might be a guy. I should have said girl, but
I have a lady
whatever.
Over.
Yeah, I don't know. The naked thing never did it for me. Ass sweat all over my sheets.
Right. Well, I don't like seeing my fat stomach either, but it doesn't bother me enough to where I'm not going to sleep with a shirt on. However, if a chick's over, I put a shirt on.
Yeah.
I don't want her looking at me being like, what the fuck? Why am I slitted in the air?
Fuck?
Right.
Yeah, I have a shirt on.
God, I fucked that.
God, that guy's fat.
All right, so anything interesting happened to either one of you guys this week you want to talk about? Because I had a few things happen to me this week.
You seem to have a lot more things happen to you.
You are so interesting.
Yeah. I think some of this stuff is medical. I really do. Been on keto for a year, and I shit little rocks. little rocks.
Yeah.
The other day, I felt this thing coming that wasn't coming out of me. It hurt. Felt like a golf ball with nails driven through it. It fucking hurt. Every time it moved, it hurt. I looked down in the toilet. I swear to God, it looked like a fucking pine cone. And it had little points and sharp shit all over it.
Shit out of pine cone?
It looked like a giant kidney stone.
Jesus.
And I'm wondering, is something wrong with my fucking digestive system?
Well, obviously.
That I would shit? No, I just went to the doctor for another full checkup no more than 2-3 weeks ago. She said
everything. As old as you
good.
Are, you have those once a week, or how often does that go?
What, checkups?
Yeah.
Once every year.
Once oh. every year.
But every 6 months, I have to get the blood drawn because I'm on medication. You got to do it for insurance.
I have to do every 6 months because my BDs.
Yeah, you got the sugars.
He's got the sugars.
You got the sugars.
You got the sugars?
No, I don't have the sugars. I'm sure I'll have the sugars. That's why I make fun of Jason so much now for it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure all my friends are getting the sugars.
Jason really pisses me off when he can't go to eat with me after work because of his sugars.
It does suck.
What do you eat after work that's high in sugar?
He says everything.
Well,
he
everything,
can't eat
pretty
everything.
Much. You know how keto works. Like, okay, we go to the pizza place that sucks. We can't have our shitty pizza.
That place does suck.
Mikey's Late Night Slice. Hey, guys, you fucking suck.
You guys suck.
All right, it's awful pizza.
You
the
ever
fucking
had Marco's
awful service.
Pizza?
Yeah, that tastes like Papa John's with a little bit extra on it.
But they're selling these thing called pizza bowls now. Mm-hmm. It's the whole pizza made up in this fucking bowl with no crust.
That's a good idea.
So I buy them.
Yeah.
And I put them on those tortillas that are like 4 grams.
Mm-hmm.
But then I realize, hey, that fucking sauce is loaded with carbs.
All the sauce is definitely loaded with carbs.
So it kind of defeats the whole fucking keto purpose.
And then Skyline.
We
go to Skyline.
Sometimes.
Can't go to Skyline. Pasta, fucking bread.
J Gumbo's,
the other thing.
Rice.
Everything has rice in it. And then that's really all that's fucking open late night.
Right.
So
wouldn't you think that all these Chinese people would have the sugars? They eat rice every fucking day, like 5-6 times.
Well, it is genetic a lot of times, I think. Yeah, I mean, it's a combination of genetics and poor eating. So maybe it's just not in their genetics.
I don't have it.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of people
it's on the
surprised.
Way.
Yeah.
I know it's on the way.
Yeah, I don't have it. Got a lot of things. But
well, you're not missing out, man.
Yeah, no, you don't have to take shots, right?
No,
take
I pills. Don't. I don't do any of that stuff. I take a pill once a day and watch what I eat.
I've seen you eat sometimes. You don't always watch what you eat.
Not at all.
No,
not at
I've
all.
Seen
yeah,
those
he watches it go right down.
Hey, he's fucking juggling Oreo balls, taking a bite out of them like a fucking act. You know what I'm saying?
Why do you think I fall asleep on all those trips? My sugars get all high, and I just gotta pass
four
out.
Four Oreo balls going like this.
One of these times, we're gonna have to rush him to the hospital.
You know, like that fucking juggler that takes a bite out of the apples as he's juggling them. You're doing the Oreo balls. What's the fucking difference?
Hey, man, Oreo balls are delicious.
They are.
They are.
Oh, God, they really are.
Yeah, and we're about to have them in a month.
I don't know how this. I don't know how this podcast is going to go when we get down there.
Oh, we're recording one down there.
I know, that's what Jason said.
We're doing a live one.
You know, I shot an idea out.
A live one? It's not going to be live, right?
Well, they're all live, but not live.
No, we're going to be alive.
This is awkward. Yeah. We might be alive.
We're going to have everybody pop their
Depending
head
Depending on
in.
How many cherries we have.
I think we're going to
have everybody come in, say a few words. Patrick will come in, look at the microphone, and walk away.
Cuss it out.
Yeah.
I was thinking about doing a roast.
Oh, good one.
Like me and you sit down, and then every single person has to sit down, and we just rip on them for a couple minutes.
Oh,
and then next person.
Good
one. It's like roast every single participant.
I mean, because pretty much everybody, yeah, but you know what? Yeah, I think most everybody that's going can take it.
Maybe.
And then they can all rip on.
You got some people that can't take it?
I don't know. I don't know. You know, sometimes you wonder.
I got one that I think might get butthurt.
Yeah, especially drinking. They're already drunk.
Yeah.
I mean, we rag each other the whole time we're down there.
Right,
but when you roast, like when you guys roasted me when I was in a coma.
Oh, that was,
I'm
that
sure
was
it was
greatest.
Quite
that
funny.
That was possibly the greatest moment of all the trips that I've
that
been
was,
on.
That was my favorite moment of all.
We laughed for over an hour at your expense when you wasn't even awake. It was great.
I was passed out cold, and I'm sure I would have been laughing right along with you.
You would have.
Yeah, you would have liked it.
You would have. We were fucked up, too, at the same time, so it really helped with the roasting.
Yeah, I didn't know I was alive.
No, you were hugging a fucking pillow.
Sleeping
you had been
on
passed
a love
out.
Seat.
Yeah, sleeping in a love seat, hugging a pillow. You had been passed out for like 3 hours at this point.
Sleeping on a love seat that was half his size, by the way.
Very
set
small.
Set of nuts sitting around here somewhere.
Yeah. Minetti put his nuts right in your forehead.
Violation, man. Violation.
After the stories you've told on this podcast, I'm actually afraid to go on the trip again.
This guy gets grossed out because I leave a fucking shit in the public toilet and don't flush it, and he sets his nuts on my forehead. You see the hypocrisy here?
Hey, man, I just sit back and watch. I just want everyone to know.
Bottom of the barrel. What was he?
Bottom tier.
Bottom tier.
He says bottom tier.
Yeah, you're bottom tier, but he's sticking nuts on people's face. You're right.
Hey, do you have one of those CPAP sleep masks?
Not yet.
No, you
sure
getting one?
You look like you look like the type that would have one.
I should have one.
Yeah, I mean,
no, I had a sleep study.
It's like everybody always talked about Alex Carmesino snoring like a bear. Well, he apparently with the CPAP he doesn't make a sound.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's the only time he's quiet.
I mean, when I roomed with Maddie last time, and I woke up in the middle of the night scared. I thought the plane was going down.
You keep on threatening with the CPAP and sticking the other end of the CPAP in your butthole.
I keep telling Matt I'm going to take that fucking tube and just rest it in my ass crack. It's not going in the hole, but it's just going to be sitting there, and he's going to be just inhaling.
And you just tap him on the forehead. Hey. Look up. Hey, follow the cord.
You know what I should do? I should just get a fucking tube.
Yeah.
That's not his. And
oh, trick him?
Butt crack and yeah, put it under his pillow.
Take a picture at least.
Put it under his pillow or something and wake him up. Just watch the fucking look on his face.
As he thinks, oh, the whore.
He's like, this is going to be the worst case of pink eye anybody ever had in their whole fucking life.
I almost wish you wouldn't have brought this up in the podcast because that's such a great idea.
Oh, God, that is a great idea. He'll forget it by then.
Now, but I did a sleep study a couple weeks ago. It was hilarious. It was an at-home study, so I had to set myself up. It looked like a fucking Frankenstein with all these tubes and shit all sticking off of you.
Are you videoing it, or how's it work?
No, you wear like an EKG kind of thing, and then you wear something that sticks up your nose.
You got too much going on. I don't see how you could possibly fucking sleep.
It was a lot easier than I thought it would be. Yeah, I didn't have any issues. Then there was three different straps that went on different parts of your body. And then some machine that stuck to you, and I guess it records everything, and then I go back in a month.
Sounds like you're going to the electric chair.
Yes. You kind of look like that. You're all strapped in. And, hey, man, it was a great excuse for me to go, hey, you guys can't wake me up in the morning. I need my sleep.
What did they say? Did they say you needed it?
I don't know. They don't have the thing for 2 months after that. What? I had to go in.
As fast as everything comes back, how does
I'm sure they already know, but they're still going to make me go into the doctor and pay
them
$400.
You're going to be dead before it comes back.
You know?
Talks about death a lot. Everyone's going to die.
My over-under is April? Come on. We're giving Ozzy till November and I get April?
You gave Ozzy till November. I'm giving Ozzy another year, but he ain't going to fucking tour anymore. He's done.
Yeah. That sucks.
And I'll bet you Sharon's banging somebody inside 6 months.
I bet you Sharon's been banging someone for years.
See, if
why
I was
just
married
someone?
To
I think there's some ones.
You think?
Yeah, probably.
Because she's a...
Hey, you know how much
moderately attractive
you know
woman
much dick
for her
you
age?
Get when you're on the View.
Yeah, she's getting that View.
Whoopi's got to be getting lots of dick.
No, she's out.
Who? Whoopi.
Whoopi. God.
She's out.
We've talked about that.
She's horrible looking.
Oh yeah, she was your celebrity couple. You don't want to see this.
Yeah, she was the one.
Right.
I definitely. Oh my God, her and Barbara Bush. It was a toss up on which one I didn't want to see more.
Barbara Bush is pretty intense.
I don't know. I mean, she is. I mean, definitely. I told you she looks like Edison. But I mean, imagine if she fucks like a porn star.
You wouldn't want to see like Whoopi Goldberg and Oprah Scissor?
That I'd watch.
Yeah, just because.
I'd watch. And you in the corner, you'd see little Stedman beating his Peter.
Just got two power pussies rubbing against each other.
Yeah,
just...
you almost have to watch that, I feel like.
Oprah's worth like $5 billion or something like that.
Is she worth it? I mean, I know she's worth it, but I mean, how? That don't make any sense to me.
I don't know.
I
either.
Like how Oprah started off as like Springer. She was doing trashy ass fucking shows,
she
and
was.
Then all of a sudden she's helping people out.
All these women
bullshit.
Fell in love with her right. And said, "Oh, she's the greatest thing
if
in the
you
world."
Remember, I don't know if you remember if you ever watched like Married with Children or whatever, but remember that's what Peg was always watching was Oprah because uh-huh. It was trash. The Oprah show was trash.
Yeah,
I'm a card-carrying member of No Ma'am.
There you go.
Always appreciated that.
That was a great show.
Oh, it was a great fucking show.
Back when sexism was sexy.
Right.
You know? Good times.
And back Christine when Applegate was a whore.
Yeah, and that was the point.
She was hot as fuck, too.
She was, too. I'd still bang her.
And then Bud was a fucking loser.
Yeah, with a fucking mullet half the time.
And he always
everybody
had the
mullet.
Blow-up dolls.
I never had a mullet.
You never had a mullet?
Mm-mm.
Man, you look like you'd be prime for a mullet.
I had feathered hair. I'm from Arizona, man. There was no Hicks there. I had feathered hair.
Yeah,
I had Danny Terrio kind of disco hair.
Mullets were countrywide. I don't think that was just a hick thing.
I'm telling you, if you look at my senior picture, you're going to go, God, that's a bad fucking haircut. It was terrible. It was parted perfectly right down the middle.
You should put it on one of your pages.
You know what? I might.
Yeah, you need to upload this
I
bullshit.
Think I had a fucking big-handled goody comb sticking out my back pocket. That's the kind of shit we did back then.
You
when I was real young,
around.
We went
you
to, a,
gotta have the comb in the
went to the skating rink. when I was in like eighth grade.
I think everybody did
that. You still go to those, don't you?
No, I just go there for...
Now it's just dating reasons.
That was when you shaved your goatee off last year. You wasn't even allowed near one of those things.
It's just the best place to park your fucking candy van.
I just wanted to see if anybody lost that huge box full of puppies.
You're a man for others. I've always said that. Shit.
Where was I going? Oh, yeah, we went to the skating rink. And it was in Vegas. I think it was in seventh grade because I moved to Arizona when I was at the end of seventh grade. But it was considered cool. Everybody went there on the weekends, fucking lying down the thing. Well, I had a pair of fucking polyester Angel Flight pants on.
Nice.
A silk shirt unbuttoned down to here.
I wish you had that on
right
now.
And I'm in seventh grade with no fucking chest hair, no fucking chest. And I'm in there with my custom skate case thinking I was the shit. And let me tell you something. Had those fucking jeans with the little flap that came up like this and you buttoned them down both sides. I was a tool. Everyone was a fucking tool back then.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm wondering, the shit like you're wearing now, in 10 years, you're going to go, God, you should have seen this fucking hoodie I was wearing.
I feel like I was wearing a hoodie 10 years ago,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I feel like hoodies. I feel like the hoodies. I've been wearing those since I graduated.
I think they're in the stay for a long time.
Do you?
Yeah.
I thought Angel Flight pants were pretty golden sure for a while.
I'm sure you did, and I really wish you had them on right now.
Couldn't wear underwear, and you couldn't have pockets in them because you had to show that ass, of which I never had one. Still don't.
Guys were worried about showing that ass, huh?
I don't have an ass. I have a long back. And back then, I was wearing skin-tight Angel Flight pants.
I got a long back.
That's it. My butthole's on the outside.
Oh, God.
He's got an Audi.
Hey, man, you got a would you rather this week?
I do. You got to think about this one a little bit. I like this one because it really makes you think. This one, you're actually going to have to really do some thinking. Okay. Would you rather be impotent for 1 year, couldn't get a hard-on up with a million fucking boner pills? Nothing. Now, realize this could cause some damage to your marriage. No sex for a year.
But you know that it's coming back after the year.
After 1 year. Okay. 365 days.
Okay.
Okay. Or you have to jack off a guy to completion once a month for that year. Just jack him off. No glove.
See,
but you can use cream and lotion and stuff. Do this around the corner if you want to. Doesn't really fucking matter.
You don't have to make the eye contact. No eye contact.
No, he could be through a glory hole. You're just sticking your hand.
Oh,
the
glory
hole.
That's
you still got a cock in your hand, and it's still gonna nut.
Yeah.
Once a month for that year, or you can't get a boner for any amount of money.
Jesus Christ.
That's a good one.
Tough one. That's really a tough one.
Yeah, I put some thought into that.
I know at some points in my life the going a year without, or the going a year being impotent would have probably been pretty easy because there was a while. I've had some lulls.
Yeah, we all have.
I've had some lulls that I'm not exactly happy about, but you know whatever. I mean,
you can have some lulls, though, but you're still beaten off. So
yeah,
you're still like,
true.
If you can't get that out.
Right, what am I going to do with?
You're going to be a crazy person.
Totally limp all the way down.
If you don't come for a year, I think you're just going to be a crazy person.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
If I'm not jacking off for a year, what am I going to do with the other 5 hours in the day, you know?
And it's a different guy every month. You don't know who it is.
Yeah, you don't want to build a relationship with the same
guy.
Well,
no, what I'm saying
I'm not sure that matters to me.
Yeah, I don't know if that matters at all to me.
You're missing my point there.
My point is,
you don't know who it is. 1 month, it could be the guy who lives next door, the guy who fucking sold you
very important
your Red
question.
Bull this morning. You don't know who it is, but you got to beat the guy off until he nuts.
Beat the guy off.
One time a month.
I can't just do 12
times
in a row right off the bat and get the whole
once
year.
Once a month. You got
a month
to think about it. It's on your fucking calendar. You're X-ing off the days. God, I'm going to have a dick in my hand in 9 days, 8 days, 7 days.
Are all the dicks white?
No. No idea.
Jason is not.
All right, I'm impotent.
No black dick.
Yeah, you're going impotent for a year.
Jason ain't jacking off no black dick.
Ever jacking black dicks off? Oh, man.
I don't know what dick it is.
It doesn't matter the race of the dick I jack off.
52 fucking guys have a deck of cards, and today you're jerking off the Queen of Diamonds. You don't know.
Oof. I don't know what your answer is.
It brings a nice twist to it.
That does not. Yeah. I like the competition.
Oh, man.
Tough one.
I think I'm.
See, I'm jerking them off.
I think I'm going with the impotence for a year, man. I don't know.
I'm jerking them off.
You're jerking them off.
I am, because, like I said, everyone knows I'm single after 18 years. I'm just at the point now where I'm, you know, I'm getting some regular stuff here.
Mm-hmm.
And in a year from now, I'm not going to be any younger.
We know.
As long as you don't put the pussy down, you're getting some regular stuff.
Well, the whole point is, I just don't want to go a year with nothing.
Yeah, that's
it's very
that's a
tough.
Long
that's
time.
A really.
That's a. This
I really.
And you know, you do.
This might be one of your.
Quick,
this might be
you know?
One of your best ones that you've come up with.
I like this one because it really makes you think. Because there is some of them. There's no right answer, and this one, there is a right answer.
What do you mean there's a right answer?
You jack these guys off, you're getting a full boner, you're having a normal life. You know what I'm saying? Impotence is a fucked up thing. Can you imagine? I can't.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I can't imagine jerking dudes off either, though. Yeah, there's something weird about
true.
It. So it's,
yeah, that's true.
I can't imagine I'm looking at the fucking the fireman calendar going, oh, Mr. January, here we go. Oh.
Or the Queen of Diamonds like Chris said.
Yeah, but the whole point is, man, you still got your boner. You're talking one a month. How long is it going to take you?
And if
5 minutes, that's like me taking it in the ass for 50K.
And if
it's, only
it's one of the him worst, you might have your boner at the same time you're jerking him off.
Well, he'll get it every 2 weeks.
I'm making an exception
for
you.
24
Chris.
Times for you,
come here, mate. No, but the jerking off would be gross. It would be horrible, but it's once a month, and I still get my boner. So that's my answer. I haven't heard an answer from either one of you fucking guys.
I think he gave his answer.
He
said he'd
impotent?
Be impotent.
Really?
I think so. Am I confident with my answer? No. No, I'm not.
It's a hard one, and I don't know which
that's
one
that's what
I'm
he
going.
Said.
He said. He's not she yeah, said. Yeah, right. Yeah, right. He said.
Chris is so creative.
I've also gone a year before, so yeah. I mean, but I've never gone a year without
Wait,
at least jerking.
You've gone a year what, when you were 15?
When I was younger. Fuck.
You're mid-40s now, dude.
Not mid-40s. Hey, man, I'm not even 40 yet, all right?
So you're leaning towards impotence too.
No glove.
I would think for no you, glove. You would almost have to jack the guy off. You're married.
She don't care.
A year she'd care.
I don't know if she would, man. I really don't.
She does. She hates what she has to do now.
It's always a chore.
Hold on a second. You can't tell me that woman in there
Jason's
is
got
gonna
the sugars.
Go a year without having the fucking pleasure. I'm having sex with that.
Jason's got the sugars, and she keeps pushing him to eat more cotton candy.
She's like, oh, my God. Shut the door when you're showering, honey. I can't take it.
It's just like a dripping wet box, yes.
All right, so final answer.
Are you Regis Philbin?
Who was
Regis?
The first, who was he? He was the original host, right?
The final one, yeah.
Regis, I'm jerking guys off.
My man.
All right.
My man. Got, he gets hey, too much next, enjoyment out of this.
Well, because, no, I'm just, like I said,
a year is too much. I know myself, I would be a crazy person if I didn't come.
I would too.
I just think I know I'm a nutcase already. So it's, you know, to add
also
that
true.
To it. Yeah. Got a bit of a temper already. It just wouldn't be a great thing.
You know what I really want to do right now? And for those of you,
I don't know
everybody,
why you're looking at me like that.
Most of these guys listening know Nate.
Yeah.
Okay, and they know Nate's signature characteristic is he's got small hands.
He's got baby hands.
Okay, Nate's got tiny little
hands.
This
was going to be brought up.
Well, here's what I'm thinking, because
he figured he was safe on a
we
podcast not to talk about
thing,
physical features.
I thought of that boner pill I did when that giant vein came out.
Yes.
Would
not
you,
putting
would you
your
as
dick
a favor,
in my
just
hand.
wrap your hand around my dick?
I'm not putting
boner
your dick
pill.
In my hand.
I would look like the king of the world.
You would definitely
I look like Leo standing on the edge of
you
Titanic.
Think I can make the, you think I can make that average thing look pretty big?
Yes.
I do. On this boner pill, that vein would be bigger than your whole hand. All right, so that's a no?
It's a hard no. Hard pass.
I thought he was a good friend. I don't know.
Too.
I thought he'd do it for you.
And you know what? All he had to do is wrap it around there real quick. Hold your breath. I'm done.
We could even count it as one of your first
one. I just
one.
Said no on the... Oh, so I don't have to wait. I don't have to wait for the completion.
Well, I didn't say that. I just said Chris be number one.
All right. So Jason,
I don't think
it
being a buddy makes
the guys off, and Nate's going with the limp noodle for 12 months.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, you wouldn't just want to flick his vein real hard, just a strong flick to see if you can.
It wouldn't hurt. Not on that 100 milligram
strong penis.
It wouldn't hurt.
Not even the vein.
None of it hurt. I mean, I could barely feel it when it was on the 100 milligram. Now, the prescription I got are only 25 milligram.
And you haven't used them yet, though?
I have used them once.
Oh.
I took 25 milligrams. It wasn't doing the effect I wanted, so I popped another one. Uh-huh. 50 did just fine.
And was that for another lady?
Yeah. Vein was visible. Okay. Wasn't ridiculously bulging like the 100 milligrams.
Wasn't pronounced.
And I stayed hard for about an hour and 45 minutes on the 50 milligram.
Did she like the vein?
The one girl that I was just talking about, she was the experiment with the 100 milligram. Mm-hmm. The only thing she ever said during it was, "God damn, this thing's hard. Is it ever going down?" And I told her,
"Your throat.
You're sitting on the- I mean, you know, never mind. I'm not. Maybe I'm the only one who does it, so I'm not going to say that.
No, but- no, you got to tell us.
Yeah, now we know.
No, this I can't do.
Come on, man.
It's a little private.
You know how. No, fuck you. You got to say it now.
Because, you know what? Everybody does fucked up things when they're alone.
You sign a kind of, yeah, go know, on.
Everybody does. Yes. I'm not going to share all of those.
I like how you
those.
Try to justify it before.
I'll share some, but this one I ain't sharing. So how about joke of the day?
Fuck you.
Joke of the day.
I feel like I'm really missing out. It's a gold.
This one might sound a bit racist.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Like, motherfuck.
Do you guys want clean jokes? Hey, what did the chimney say to the other chimney? Huh? You're too young to smoke. How's that for joke
I
of the
don't
day?
Mind dirty jokes, but not racist
it
jokes.
It sounds racist.
Calm down, because David Allen Coe.
Because the guy's Jewish.
Oh, well, he cares about Jewish people. Yeah. I thought we were talking about black people. I love the blacks.
God damn.
Me and Jason love the blacks.
All right, so there's this little Jewish tax attorney. Okay, and when I tell this joke, you can see him pop in your head.
Little Jewish what?
Tax attorney.
Okay. That's already okay. Racist.
And he's laundering money for this fucking, for this mob.
Italian mob.
Yeah, Italian mob. He's laundering
Let's
money.
Let's get all of them out at once.
Well, he gets popped. And his lawyer tells him, dude, they fucking got you. You're going to jail for a while.
Jewish lawyer?
And the little Jewish lawyer. He goes, I can't go to jail, man. I'm 110 pounds. I'll get the shit kicked out of me, and I'll get raped. You got to do something. Witness protection, whatever. He said, the judge says, no, they fucking got you. You're going in for a while. So he's like, well, I'm fucked, you know. So I stick him in there. And his cellmate is this giant, hairy, enormous black guy. Let's say it's a Michael Clark Duncan type.
All right,
from
yeah.
Green Mile.
All right.
Uh-huh.
That's his cellmate. Guy's sleeping on the top bunk. He walks in the cell. He goes, I'm fucked. This guy's going to rape me. He's going to fucking beat me up every day. So for the first 5 days, dude on top bunk doesn't say a word. Doesn't even acknowledge the guy. So he starts to get a little bit comfortable. He's sleeping a little bit better. He's like, I'm cool. This guy just wants to be left alone. Finally, on the sixth day, the dude up top says, hey, man, tonight we're going to play us a game. We're going to pretend we're married. And I'm going to let you decide whether you want to be the husband or the wife. And the little Jewish guy sits there and he said, I'll be the husband. He says, all right, you the husband. Now climb up here and suck your wife's dick for a little while.
All right, now let's get back on this joke. Just
right,
for a second.
Right. I was going to do the same thing.
Just get back on this joke. The races had nothing to do with the joke.
Right.
So why throw
That's
out the Jewish or the black
too.
Thing?
Well, because... Why was the convict a black guy?
Why was the
why did you have to say the little Jewish attorney?
Yeah, why do you have to be a Jewish attorney? You could have just said a small 110-pound guy went to prison or
you
a big 300-pound guy went to suck his dick.
You didn't get the look of fucking... When I said little Jewish tax attorney, you didn't see the pharmacist from fucking Family Guy pop in your head? He popped in mine. The stereotypical Jewish
That's
guy...
That's a cartoon.
Yeah, but you saw him. He had the fucking... God, I don't want to say big nose. That sounds really bad.
See, I just said that joke had nothing to do with race.
I don't think so either, yeah.
So I would have never took it as racist, but at the same time, I also never would have thought the races were ever needed to make the punchline work.
And the only reason the convict was black is because I thought of the biggest, hugest guy I knew of, which Michael Clark Duncan in Green Mile. So
right,
you
right,
got to get
right,
the visual
right.
there. But the whole joke is visual. You got to see the little, frail, skinny Jewish guy.
I don't know. I just don't necessarily think small just because they're Jewish.
No,
I
no. You got to throw the Jew in there.
That's what,
he's
I think that's what Hitler
there.
Said.
Yeah, I think that was one of his taglines. You got to throw the Jew
you
in there.
Throw the Jew in there. I'm pretty sure.
What I mean is,
that was basically his get her done.
The stereotypical Jewish guy, the drugstore guy from Family Guy. You know, he's got the curly, wavy hair.
I don't watch it.
He's got the.
You never watch Family Guy?
I've seen it, but I don't.
Mort
I don't
watch. Is
would,
his name.
Yeah, I would think that would be your.
Everybody does. I don't know why. It's just
that show's
know.
Funny.
It's the same show over and over and over again. Yeah. I always figured you're a South Park guy or you're a Family Guy guy. I'm a South Park guy, so, you know. I'm more of a Family makes
guy.
Sense.
I like Family Guy.
Fair enough. I ain't judging
you. I like when South Park. When I was 12, I mean, liked South Park a lot
You guys
more.
Have smaller brains. I mean, it's just
I don't know
typical.
About that on me.
Yeah, that those two guys that do South Park are fucking geniuses. Basketball speaks for that. Yeah. Exactly.
Basketball is genius.
That was a horrible movie.
Oh, Basketball was great.
That was fucking terrible.
Have you seen their porn movie?
No, they got one.
Oh, you would love their porn movie.
I've seen
the
Screech porn.
Orgasmo.
That's what it's called?
You haven't seen Orgasmo? Dude, that's no, right up your alley, dude. They got stunt cocks. It's the best.
See, they stole stunt cock from Kentucky Fried Movie back in 1979. That was in Kentucky Fried Movie.
God, you're old.
You're probably right. There probably is stolen, but either way, it's just the scene's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, this in 1979, this guy's banging this girl, and she's getting nothing out of it, and blah, blah, blah. They're making a porn movie, and all of a sudden the director says, bring in the stunt cock. And this guy busts through the wall. His name was Big Dick Jones. Mm-hmm. And he comes through with this monstrous cock, and they finish the scene.
Well, that's kind of similar then. So, yeah, they're just bringing the stuff
back. So, Trey Parker and Matt Stone are fucking stealing shit. Yeah.
They're ripoffs. Or they're giving, you know, doing the Quentin Tarantino an ode to it kind of thing.
They're that Mexican comedian that stole everybody's joke. Carlos Mencia. Mencia, yeah. They're that.
I never thought that guy was funny.
Yeah, what'd he steal? I don't pay any attention to him at all.
He stole all kinds of shit. They would show his bit next to the original comedian that did it, and it was exactly the
fuck. He would watch his openers and stuff and basically steal their bits.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. And old comedians from 20 years.
But he made it pretty famous.
He made it fucking huge, yeah.
He stole shit from George Carlin, and they showed it right next door to each other.
He stole from George Lopez, too.
Stole from everyone.
George Lopez is pretty funny.
He is.
And he would just change a couple of the words in the bit and claim it as his own.
Yeah, he's a piece
of shit. You haven't
heard
his name since, right?
He kind of got exposed.
He already made his fucking money now, though.
He got exposed. Joe Rogan exposed him. There was a whole video where Joe Rogan got on stage and called him out in front of everybody and fucking dressed him down, basically. And
oh, live he did it.
Yes. Yeah, it was on stage.
What did Mencia do?
He denied it and stuff like that, but he obviously did it. The whole crowd was booing him shit because I guess he did it at where they were all from, the Comedy Store out in L.A.
Wow.
And he exposed him right there on stage with all the other comedians in the room
and
everything
else. Oh, wow. Just kind of
yeah, it's still on YouTube if you watch it.
Oh, that's awesome.
Just all you have to do is YouTube Joe Rogan, Carlos Mencia. It's fucking hilarious.
I'm going to.
Because another thing is Joe Rogan can beat everyone up. So he's not afraid at all to do this. You know what I mean?
Let's get that confrontation right.
Yeah, well, I don't think he's confrontational, but he's not afraid of it. You know, so he's not going to back down. It was funny. Good video.
Do you watch those Comedy Central celebrity roasts?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love them.
I love them,
I used
too.
To love them. They haven't had a good one in a while.
I loved it when it was the Greg Giraldo. Yeah. Fucking love Giraldo. I mean, when Jeffrey Ross was still funny, because he's losing it a little
bit
now.
Yeah, it's the same shit over
now.
Now
he's just becoming a gimmick.
Yeah, he's just becoming a gimmick, and he, you know, puts on weird costumes to match these guys.
I don't like how there's people that they've never even met each other, and they're up there roasting each other.
Right.
That's, I don't know.
But the best one...
You get a list.
He did this thing called
Roast
Battle.
A lot of times they don't make their own things either. Yeah, I know about Roast Battle.
Roast Battle, where they people off the street do it.
Right.
Okay, and this guy had the greatest fucking line I ever heard. He said, your pussy is so nasty, they eat it on Fear Factor. And I said, that's probably the best fucking roast I ever heard. Louis, or the guy who just died, the big fat Ralphie May. He was on there, and this guy was roasting him. He said, and it was funny because Ralphie May died like 4 months after this guy.
Yeah,
made this
I remember.
I've seen this, and Ralphie May actually got like sad about it.
Yeah, he said. He said, "Here's ironic." He said, "Ralphie May's going through a divorce right now." He said, "That must tell you how bad this woman wants out of it, when she's willing to take half his money when she could just wait 3 months and get all of it."
Then he died.
And then
he died.
It's
awful.
I wonder if this guy felt like dog shit for that.
That is awfully rude.
So we're a couple weeks away from Sam, our next news contestant.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Sam, I hope you're doing your homework.
Show up prepared.
Yeah, show up prepared. You don't have to show up nude. We do it all, you know, do the podcast
get
nude.
Here.
Nate right now, if you can see him, he looks pretty good.
Not bad.
No, not bad. I think the beard takes away from the nakedness.
Yeah,
really
it's very, very hairy, man.
You need to do the right thing.
Yeah, so I'm going to ask this one more time. Lady, send me your boob pictures.
Jesus.
And Witter's going to get a Papa John's pizza. Someone send me a pair of your flippies. It's not like...
Your flippies.
Your flippies.
It's not like I'm going to know it's you. Send them anonymously. Send them from Hairy Guy 1. Or a big thanks to Nate for coming in. Stayed up late. He's normally in bed by now. No, but he stayed up. He stayed up late. No. Next guest. We'll have Nate back again. He was good. We'll have him back on the show again.
Well, he's definitely going to be on our trip. We're going out into the woods here in April. We're bringing the podcast equipment with us. We're going to have a room full of guys, some funny, some not. But either way, you're going to have to listen to them.
Yeah.
And it's going to get weird, probably.
Yeah, most of them.
I'm looking forward to it.
Most of them will be funny. I think one or two is getting butt hurt.
One or two is getting butt hurt. Someone will probably try to show off a little or something.
Yeah, try to rip back on us. But unfortunately, they don't realize that I don't care.
Nah, really don't
give
a shit.
I get ripped on pretty much the whole podcast, every episode.
My only aim when we're ripping on you is to get a good... Fuck off.
Yeah.
That's my thing.
That is your thing. That's how we know we hit the right spot.
That's how we know we got that nerve.
When you get the fuck off.
When you get the fuck off, we know we've pressed your nerve.
You've kind of touched on something that probably has a little truth to it. And then, I guess that just makes me think about it a little bit.
Well, I feel like all mean things I say to my friends always have to have a little bit of truth to them, unless what's the fucking point?
Right, I'm not just being like, man, you're a fat piece of shit. Yeah. You know?
But what is the point with your good friends? Because everybody, I mean, most of the guys that go on this trip, I consider my good friends. At least half are the guys that I do stuff with.
Yeah, I got what you're saying.
Right, right.
The other guys, I like you too. But ago, yeah, right. Yeah, right. But I go to bars and do things with probably 5-6 of those guys. What is the point that you don't cross when ragging on your buddies?
Kids.
Well, yeah, I never crossed that anyway.
You don't,
wives.
You don't rip up. Yeah, kids, for the most wives.
Now, is it bad to say to one of your good buddies, God, your wife's tits look fucking great. I'd like to fuck her once.
I think that might be bad, yeah.
The fuck her once part is probably the bad part. If you just said the tits look good, I mean, maybe that's
maybe
not
he's going to high-five you after
that.
Yeah,
like, hey, man, good job. Your wife's tits, nice.
You when know? You throw in that I want to fuck her,
yeah, but
that how might about be... I wouldn't mind fucking her once.
I still think it's the same.
I think I get the connotation if you say the tits are great, I just assume that you'd fuck her, so right. I don't need you to remind
I'm
me.
I'm not going to lie. I'm not in a relationship right now, but when I'm in one, I don't really want to hear from another guy that my wife's or that my girl's tits look good. Maybe her overall, she looks pretty good. You ever like my last girl? I had a friend that was like, "Do you ever wonder why?" You think maybe you outpunted your coverage? Well, absolutely. I think with anybody that's ever talked to me, I've outpunted my coverage. That has nothing to do with this.
I'm just saying, if they're your really good buddies that you're comfortable with, what is the line? I mean, I'll be honest with you, I never thought about it. Jason pointed this out to me a few weeks ago, that I make a lot of jokes with the R word. And it never crossed my mind that maybe it does bug you and Maddie a little bit.
Oh, retard?
Bit
yeah.
When I make that joke. And ever since then, I've made it a point
if
not
to make
those
jokes. You guys
are
wondering why I don't like the word. I don't know. Not everybody knows. My oldest brother has Down syndrome, and I've just... Growing up, I never liked the R word. I mean, I'm sure most people are... I don't know. I've just never liked the retard word. I know
and
that
I
it's
get
just,
it.
And it's the same thing like I was saying earlier where people say it and they're not necessarily meaning anything towards retarded people, but I still just have always hated it and, you know, whatever.
And I get that totally.
Yeah, but I understand it.
It's one of those words that I grew up saying, like right. Fag, you know? I mean, mm-hmm. I grew up in the 80s, you know what I mean? I was in high school in the 80s and you're fucking retarded. That right. was a word that you said. But now, see, that's a personal thing for you, so I would all never right. use it. But if it's not personal,
and
how
me and
far
Matt
can
have
you
had
push
this conversation.
With your buddies?
Me and Matt have had this conversation, too. We know that people don't mean anything by it. It's still something that we don't really want to hear.
I get it.
But, yeah.
No, I understand. I mean,
yeah, I mean, I get it. Like I said, but it's not something that I intentionally would say in front of you guys to piss you off.
Right.
Because that is crossing
right,
the line.
Right, right.
But if it's not something that, I mean, even if it is something that's true, what, how far can you go with your buddies? Before you've crossed that line,
like we actually had a slow kid that was playing craps tonight, and we tried to. Me and Brandon was telling the floor like, yeah, he's actually slow, and then he wasn't getting it, and he was kind of being a dick to him still, and I was like,
like you felt like you needed to come.
I'm like,
hey, back off the retard a bit. All right,
there he is. He's Boston, so it's okay to say.
See, guys, I always throw it in the Boston accent if I'm gonna say it.
Here's a bad story, and you would think I'm fucked up about this, but I'm gonna say it anyway.
It's because Boston people are heartless. I mean, that's basically. I'm
they
really
are.
Just making fun of Boston.
New
people.
Jersey people too.
I love Mark Wahlberg.
Assholes.
I went to high school with this girl. It was a whole family of assholes. The whole fucking, I'm not going to say the name because they probably would sue me. It was a whole family of assholes. The brothers were fucking hillbilly assholes. Or at least they acted like it. They were the guys that went across the street and and fucking, they were dicks. And their sister was in one of those little buggies.
I don't know what they did across the street.
His sister was handicapped, and she was in one of those little buggy things.
Yeah.
She was a bitch. Okay, she wouldn't say, excuse me, she'd run into you with the fucking buggy. Get out of my way. She, like, she was an asshole. You couldn't even feel sorry for her.
She was a cunt.
She was.
Okay.
My buddy one time, she ran over the tip of his foot with her little cart. Now, she didn't get his foot. She got the end of the shoe. He said, fucking bitch. She goes, get out of the way. She was like that kind of a person.
She was a handicap.
Took a fucking broom and stuck it through the spokes of her fucking cart so she couldn't go nowhere. I laughed for 2 days. Everybody else is going, you guys are horrible. That's disgusting. That's vile. I pissed my pants. He stuck this little fucking tiny broom, you know, the kind of broom we have with a Disney, and he stuck it through her back wheels. Because she can't reach back and get it
yeah.
out. Yeah. She couldn't lie. Fucking move it. It was so funny because it was going, and not moving. And
I probably would have been with you and laughing.
I have been with him. The same situation happened.
I did a Dumb and Dumber laugh when the guy ate the peppers. Ha, 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 and I pointed right at him. You know,
go that far. Jesus.
I did, though. And everyone's like, go over there and take that. Fuck no, that girl's a bitch. And they hated me more for calling
her. Oh, yeah, I guess the fact that she's a bitch does factor in. I don't care if you're handicapped or not, if you're a dick.
It doesn't give you a right to just be a fucking asshole.
Right.
There was a handicap.
Did you ever think that maybe she's only like that because she's in a wheelchair? No.
She's like that because she's a fucking bitch.
Her brothers are dicks. I have no doubt her parents are dicks. And I swear to God, I laughed about that for 2 days.
We had a handicapped kid at our middle school who would just run into people on purpose with his wheelchair and go, and I remember one day
it sounds like he's slow, though.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on there.
Doesn't sound like the girl that Chris is talking about was slow. She was just a fucking bitch.
There was one great time, and it kind of scared me, maybe just because of the eighth grade, and it was just a weird situation. It was just me and him in the bathroom, and he was in the shitter. Then all of a sudden, he just starts screaming, someone come in and wipe my ass! And I don't know if he's supposed to have a helper there to wipe his ass, but you know, I felt like he was talking to me. And
he said someone. He was asking for anyone.
I definitely was not going to go in and wipe this kid's ass, and he's getting
more
pissed.
You got to
take one
for the team, I think.
I'm not a terrible person. Nah, I guess I'm a piece of shit.
You really wouldn't.
You
have
said that last week. You were a piece of shit.
No, I said someone else said I was a piece of shit.
Would you have wiped his ass if instead of going ha ha when he hits you with his wheelchair, if he would say, "Excuse me, how are you guys today?" If he was a nice guy. In
no.
a wheelchair.
But I would have went and found the person that should be wiping his ass.
Instead, you just gave zero fucks about it and went on
instead
with your
I
life.
Got,
That's
I,
what I would have done, too.
I got scared. I washed my hands real quick, and I left the bathroom. I was didn't
See,
know what to do.
If it was the friends I went to high school with, they would have taped the stall door shut, and he couldn't have gotten out. When this guy stuck the spokes to, I swear to God, it was the funniest thing I'd ever seen up to that point.
We had people in wheelchairs. We had people in wheelchairs coming to La Rosa's when I worked there in full boxes. They would do it like once every Tuesday morning or something like that. And one of the cooks would do the exact same thing. He'd take a couple of the carpets and fucking scrunch them up so when they got in their wheelchair, they couldn't get over these things. And he would just sit on the other end of the kitchen just laughing his ass off. And I would laugh too because I was not only laughing at the fact that this guy just couldn't get over
you
these
were probably
little humps,
pretty fucked up at the time.
I was
too.
Definitely high, but I mean that's the first thing we did. We'd go in, we'd clock in, and then we'd go in the parking lot and smoke a blunt. But
I like how you clocked in first. Well, thanks, La Rosa's.
You got to get paid. you got to get paid. The managers didn't give a shit. You know, we're like whatever. These guys are actually pretty good.
Buddy La Rosa's probably gonna stop listening now.
Ah, fuck,
friend
we,
of mine.
We lost the Buddy La Rosa's.
Friend of mine.
Anyways,
sweet
yeah.
Name so drop.
I went on a cruise with him.
This guy
most
did that.
Interesting dude ever.
And he also did the most disgusting thing I've ever heard done to the food.
The food?
Yes.
Yeah, I think you've told me about this.
He was tripping on acid at work. This guy's a piece of shit, by the way. I mean, this wasn't a friend of mine. It was just a guy I worked with.
You got a lot of weird friends. Fucking.
Oh, yeah. You're one to talk, Swizzler. Yeah.
That's me, though. That's not my friend.
Well, this guy wasn't a friend. This is just a guy. But this guy took acid. Went into the bathroom with someone's pasta and jerked off in his pasta.
Oh, fuck.
Blew a load in there, and there's all-you-can-eat spaghetti. Brought it back. Put the regular
Wait,
pasta sauce on it.
Was this 2006?
Did kidding. He really?
Yeah, it was probably right around. I don't know. 2004, 2005 in the East Gate area.
This is awkward. I knew that was a really...
Nate ate La Rosa's and got chlamydia back then.
Well, blame him. I'm not going to say his name.
He jerked off on the pasta.
He jerked,
oh, my God. I'd kill you for that.
I've worked in a lot of restaurants. I've seen a lot of fucking
Chris
awful things.
Chris would kill you for that, but...
That had to be the worst.
Jerk right
that
off on your
so
pillow.
That is so gross.
Yeah, that's...
Jerking off horrible. On the pillow is way different. I'm just gluing your face, dude. I ain't making you eat it.
He quit that same day. And then he got hired back later as a manager.
All right, well, real quick, let's talk about this. Because I got a couple good ones. What's the most fucked up prank you've ever seen your buddies do? I had a guy, my friend Jeff, and this was the most fucked up thing. And he did
Jeff, we know Jeff. Jeff's your guy.
Jeff's my dude.
Jeff's your go-to.
Your go-to.
This guy.
Jeff had a giant hog.
Big Dick Jeff.
Oh, it is Big Dick Jeff. Big Dick Jeff. You have talked to Jeff. Fucking thermos this guy had on his fucking ball.
Chris, on one of our trips, Chris literally
started every story with.
Yeah, he talked about this guy's dick like it was some fucking deed.
The chick wanted to get railed by two guys, so I called my buddy Jeff.
Jeff G. And I know you're listening because you've told me you listen. I praise you, Dick.
Okay, good job, Jeff, with that thermostat dick.
But here's what Jeff would do when
thermal,
he would get
drunk.
Thermostat.
Jeff had some funny moments, man. Jeff, he was a skinny, skinny dude. Real skinny.
With a giant cock. Kind of like Big Penis Bob.
Monster cock. I mean, kickstand. This guy would wait till you were comfortably on the toilet mid-turd. Okay, shitting. To the point where you couldn't get up or anything. And he would go to the next stall and he would grab literally a wad of toilet paper. And he wouldn't fold it. It'd be loosely bunched up together.
Mm-hmm.
He would have somebody light it on fire and he would throw it over
Jesus Christ.
While you were shitting.
Hey, Jeff, you're a psycho.
Flaming pieces. It would rain little flaming pieces of fucking hot toilet paper and on fire. Oh my God. What are you going to do?
That would be absolutely awful.
It was awful. Because if you stood up.
I don't know.
And he'd hear out there, he'd take off running. And what? I'd be like, God damn, it would burn you if it fell on you. You
luckily,
know what I mean?
I never had friends that did the psychopathic shit.
See, I do.
And I love you, Jeff.
Well, no, but I mean, that's the fucked up thing he did. One time we went to Put-in Bay up in Sandusky.
Yeah.
Okay, we went there, and Jeff got fucking hammered. And we're in this fucking hotel room, and Jeff was so drunk he wanted to go swimming. But the pool was in the middle of the lobby, you know what I mean? It was indoors.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And there's rooms all around. And he wants to go skinny dipping in the middle of the fucking night. I'm like, dude, you're going to get us kicked out of this fucking hotel right away.
Yeah.
So my buddy Chris literally sat there and held him down till he thought he was passed out. So one guy goes in the shower. The other guy's outside smoking. All of a sudden, where's Jeff? Can't find him. We look out the fucking door in these long-ass hallways because the hotel was a square. There's butt-ass naked Jeff tiptoeing down the fucking thing. He hears us call him, takes off running. And you can see him across the hotel just fucking streaking. Butt-ass naked with this giant fucking dick running all around. So my friend Chris,
knocking on all the doors.
Yeah, my friend Chris was a decathlete at UC. Well, he was fast enough to catch him. He catches Jeff. Jeff's coming back. He goes, wait, let me do one more
thing. Jeff had that dick slowing him down, too.
Yeah, he said, let me do one more thing. Those locks where you put the key in, okay? He pinched the head of his dick and a little spray of pee in each lock as he passed would make the key not work.
I guess.
You know what I'm saying? And he would go.
I haven't done the research on this.
He would squeeze it and he would build up pressure and he'd go. Go to the next one. And he pissed on about 80 fucking locks in the hole.
Does he have acid pee? Why do you think it wouldn't make the key work anymore?
Because it's a magnetic fucking
the pee's
electric
dry.
Lock.
I think it'd be fine. I don't
really?
Know. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. That's hilarious, though.
He was a little squirt.
It's important to have goals.
I put his brother's cock in my hand once.
Oh, you going to count that as your
for
January?
An entire year?
Yeah. No, just for a split second, and it felt like it was battery acid on my hand. Went to a bar. His buddy, his brother, he had twin brothers, younger twin brothers, and they had monster cocks, too.
Apparently,
not like Jeff's. Monster cocks.
Hey, for anybody that has been asking us to have less dick and ball stories, you're not in luck this episode. I think we have a full episode of cock and balls.
Bottom tier.
Brother was in the Marines. Brother was in the Marines, and he came to this bar. Jeff and I went to this bar every fucking Monday night, and they loved us there. They had our Jaeger on a fucking bucket of ice. They had all of our beer. This chick just loved us.
The nectar of the gods.
Yeah. So we're just, Jeff drinks Jaeger too. So we're all standing in line. We're fucking hammered. And all of a sudden the bartender turns around. She goes, Chris, Jeff, I love you guys, but you can't stay here anymore. You got to leave. Jeff's like, what the fuck are you talking about? We're in here every week. She goes, look. He looks over at his brother and his brother's fucking cock's hanging out of his pants. He's standing in line like this. And he wanted the bartender to see his dick. So he whipped it out. So Jeff's like, wait a second. That's my brother. He's in town from the Marines. He's drunk.
That's how he says hello.
Yeah. Says, can we stay? And she said, if I see that dick again, you guys can't come back anymore.
We lasted another 3 minutes.
We wanted to be there. That was our favorite place. It was Monday night. We wanted to be there. So about an hour later, we're standing in line. There's me with his little brother. And she's got her back to us, and she's doing this. And all of a sudden, I look down. As she starts to turn, his cock's out. I didn't even think about it. I grab it. I shove it back in his fucking pants.
You really like so this bar.
And then I went. It was like someone poured poison on my fucking hand. I just realized I had a penis in my hand.
You had to have loved this bar.
I love that was your instinct just to grab that cock right. And put it away.
Real quick, I figured I'd just shove it away. She's like, getting ready to turn.
You're hiding someone's panties from your wife or something. Just
I wasn't married at the time, but that was my brush with homosexuality, I guess. About as close as I've come.
We never really
He nutted immediately.
We never really did pranks to each other, I guess. I mean, we've done awful shit to each other. I don't know if you call them, like, fun-loving pranks. When my best friend passed out one time, he had drank probably about almost a whole handful of vodka by himself. So he was out. We put acid in his mouth, waited about 1 hour.
You made him trip on it. You drugged him.
We drugged him. Put acid in his mouth. About an hour later, woke him up. You know, haha, you're an acid. And then we all forgot about it, went away for a while. Half hour later, we're looking for him. He had left. He decided to drive him. He didn't know he was on acid. So it didn't work out that well. He got busted. He got busted three counties over.
Is this your way of letting him know?
Nah, he knows. He knows at this point. He got busted three counties over driving the wrong way on 32 and almost went head on to a cop.
Oh.
In Adams County. Joke's on you, buddy.
You're driven on acid, I mean, dumbass.
We didn't think he was going to leave. You know, we thought, oh, he's going to wake up. He's going to be on acid. Ha ha. We'll tell him like an hour after he stops slipping out. But then we forgot that we
drugged somebody. Dude.
Well, then we drugged him. We drugged him and then we forgot that we drugged him.
Just shoot some fentanyl in his fucking veins.
Well, he's not going to die. If we,
Chris, I've been meaning to tell you something.
If we kept him on property, he wasn't going to die. You know what I mean?
He passed out.
He was just going to trip. You know what I mean? We didn't think he was going to leave.
Nate, what about you? Any fucked up pranks in your past?
He ever tried to kill your friends?
No.
Really?
No.
You guys never fucked with each other like that?
Not like that.
I've shit in some putt pot holes, but that's more.
Oh, I used to do that all the time.
Yeah.
All the time. This sounds like something that would happen maybe once. I used to do it all the time.
They weren't putt-putt holes. It was regular golf courses.
Oh, regular golf courses.
If it was a course I knew I wasn't going to be coming back to, I would shit in the 18th hole.
Yeah, we definitely shit in the...
I'm a class act.
I just peed a little.
This stuff was all years ago. Remember that premise. It was years ago.
If you went to Mammoth Caves in 1996 and happened to touch a turd in their putt-putt golf course.
That was you.
That was me and my buddies. Yeah, sorry. I think I shit in the 6th hole.
If there was not, we weren't coming back there ever. Like, hey, we're going to drive 2 hours to play this golf course.
Yeah.
I'd poop in the 18th. And put the flag right back in.
I pooped in the 6th hole. I don't know what the other guys pooped in. There was two others, so there's 3 turds altogether. We just all happened to have to shit at the same time. We're like, let's just go shit in the golf holes.
There's still a roll of toilet paper in my golf bag.
You guys want to go back to clubhouse? Nah, let's do it right here.
When I gotta shit, I gotta shit right now. It doesn't come up on me. Like, you know, like, hey, next break, I'm gonna have to shit.
Yeah.
I gotta poop now.
Yes, and he will let you know right away when this happens when you're at work.
I got one
hanging right now.
Because even though I can hold it, once I got to poop and I can't poop for a while, it gets physically painful. It hurts.
Well, you're not supposed to hold your shits in.
Well, no, but I have no warning. It's like I'll be sitting there. All of a sudden, it's like a baby's head come out. All of a sudden, there it is.
Has it always been like that or just now you're
a
little bit older?
No, it's always been like that. Okay. When I got to shit, I got to shit right this minute.
Are you one of those guys that can get in and out of the bathroom?
I shit faster than you pee.
Really? I can get in and out in 17 minutes.
Yeah, that's usually where my limit is, too.
I'm in and out in 30 seconds.
I usually get caught up in a story or something.
I go in there, boom, I drop it, I'm out. Because, like I said, my shit is keto shits. It's little marbles. They fall out of me.
Mm-hmm.
I wipe my ass, I'm done. Even before keto, yeah, I can shit faster than you pee. Guaranteed.
Yeah, not me.
I'm sure your listeners were dying to hear this information.
You know what?
It's very important.
People want to know about other people because other people that shit fast go, hey, I'm not alone.
Yeah.
Got you.
We're just letting people know that they're not alone in their weirdness.
Right.
We've discussed this. Everyone's fucking weird.
Three or four people come up to you this week and be like, hey, man, I shit fast too.
Yeah, you will.
I will. I guarantee I will.
Guarantee it. That's always a thing.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be surprised how many people are now peeing with their balls out because of Shut Up Cincinnati.
All right, guys, it is almost 5:30 in the morning, and I got to watch Yoel Romero punch some people in the face, so we're calling this an end to it.
Thanks to Nate.
Thanks, Nate, for coming out. You're fun.
No problem. Episode 10, right?
We're at episode 10, yes.
Double digits.
We're not stopping anytime soon. I'm looking forward to episode 100.
Absolutely.
Next week will just be
me. Probably have a different host at that time.
Yeah, well, you know, time's a bitch.
Fuck off. So saying I won't make it 90 more weeks? Is that what you're saying?
90? Well, shit, you guys put me out at fucking...
I didn't do
so
the math.
So I'm going to be dead in 2 years.
I didn't do the math, but yes.
Over under, Chris or Ozzy.
I'll be dead in 2 years. I don't have Parkinson's.
Well, you don't know that.
I don't know. You've been shaking a lot over here.
I thought you just had the pee.
That's a tick.
I wasn't going to ask you to make a martini. That's for sure.
That's a tick.
That's a tick.
See, that's it. I'm using the R word.
Read that.
Thanks, everybody. Have a good one.
Yep. Later.
See you. Can't beat it. Can't beat it. Can't beat it. Can't beat it with the big bad dough. Can't see it with this bitch black Gucci brains on. Let me take these bitches off. Let me get the full scope. Hold up. Full screen HD. Let me take another picture. Let me pull it to the pre-show. Whoa. Cool beans. That's a whole lot of reefer. Let me help you with the pre-roll. You drink up all my liquor. Come on. What I'm supposed to do now? And you talking all that shit. Now come on. You gon' have to back it up. If I get too high now, sugar, come on. I'ma never come down. I'ma never come down. High off the ground. Don't run, just stay wild.